Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Covering in New Haven.
We're told there will be an arrest. Police have said they have one person of interest in the death of Annie Lay. That person is Raymond Clark III. While police won't say exactly that they're going to arrest Clark, everyone expects that to happen.
This woman, a Yale med student, is acquainted with the suspect and spent lab time with him after the disappearance of Lay earlier in the week.
He did such a good job of hiding any sign of nervousness or anything out of the ordinary when I was in the room with him alone on Friday night.
Lay's body was found stuffed inside a wall in a secure campus building on Sunday. The Obama administration has apparently done an about-face on the Europe-based missile defense shield pushed by former President George W. Bush. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And Nick, in what's described as a major strategy adjustment, officials now confirm the U.S. will switch from a planned missile shield in Eastern Europe to a more flexible program responding to the missile threat from Iran. The White House later today will announce this dramatic strategy change. An official tells CBS News the move will enhance homeland defense and protect U.S. forces and the Allies. This decision was driven by an updated assessment of Iran's missile programs and new advances in U.S. missile defense. The proposed missile shield, of course, had been a major thorn in U.S.-Russian relations. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
It's health care again on the president's radar as he goes to the University of Maryland in a few hours to pitch plans to reform the system to college students. The speech comes a day after a compromise plan was unveiled by a bipartisan group of senators. Today, the leader of the group, Senator Max Baucus, will try to sell the proposal to fellow Democrats. Some Democrats are upset the plan doesn't include a public option, while Republicans worry about its cost. CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes says more.
There is one last chance for a bipartisan deal. Next week, Democrats and Republicans will have the opportunity to add amendments to the bill to try to come up with a package that they can finally both agree on.
It was created 4 months ago, and today it gets down to business. A 10-member bipartisan panel, the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission, starts digging into the roots of last year's financial meltdown. It's required to produce a report for Congress within 15 months. For millions of Americans, life becomes such a burden, they think seriously of ending it. CBS's Barry Bagnato has that story.
For the first time, the government has numbers showing the extent of the nation's suicide problem. 8.3 million Americans seriously considered killing themselves in the last year. A quarter of them made plans. Over a million made attempts.
Older white males tend to sit down and make a plan because they're having financial trouble or they're not rebounding from the economy the way they want.
Catherine Power heads the Center for Mental Health Services.
There are massive cluster suicides in some of our American Indian tribes.
This survey will help focus intervention efforts to keep suicide thinkers from crossing a critical line.
It really is helpful for people to know what is normal.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
When it comes to the building blocks of success, none may be more important than early reading. Let's go live to CBS's Steve Kathan for the story.
Reading is fundamental.
Those familiar Riff radio and TV ads help put the focus on early reading, but another nonprofit literacy group says we've taken for granted that schools can make up for what's not done at home.
Americans don't realize that schools cannot make up the difference.
James Cleveland.
Hi, this is Mario, and today AM 760 is brought to you by Discovery Outsourcing.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining. With the recent success of movies District 9 and Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, you might be wondering, what's next? Well, there are actually three big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, The Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th. Shock news for the cast of SNL. Reports suggest that two familiar faces have been dropped from the show. Casey Wilson and Michaela Watkins, who's best known for her impersonations of Barbara Walters and Today Show co-host Hoda Kotb, will move aside for newcomers Jenny Slate and Nassim Pedrad when the 35th season begins on September 26th.
the winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Just when you thought it was safe to return to reality TV, Susan Boyle is back. But this time, she's conquering online sales charts. Her debut album, I Dreamed a Dream, is number one on Amazon.com, despite the fact that it won't be released until November. As fans rush to pre-order their copy, Boyle climbed to the top of the charts, beating competition from Whitney Houston and the Beatles.
Duracell has come to the rescue of power-hungry portable devices with their new line of instant chargers. If your gadget can be recharged via USB, it can be recharged on the go with these rechargeable pocket chargers. The best bit is the price. They only cost around $20 for the instant charger and $50 for the powerhouse model. Both provide more talk time, camera life, or ebook reading at a moment's notice.
Liberty Bell, where you're never just a number. This is the lowest price, best bundle we've ever offered. And remember, with Liberty Bell, there are no 200-word disclaimers, no complicated bills, just plain good service at low prices. Liberty Bell, your only true local company, all Colorado-owned and operated. Call 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Jimmy Carter says it's all about race. President Obama says you're wrong, Jimmy. No, it's not. The big debate for today here on the Bill Press Show. Welcome, welcome to this Thursday, September 17 edition of the Bill Press Show. Coming to you live, we are all across the great United States of America, coast to coast from our little radio studio here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., right down the street from the United States Capitol Building. We are right in the heart of the action in the Congress and in the White House. Got it both covered for you and giving you a chance to join the good, stimulating conversation this Thursday morning at 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-7777. Come in by phone. Come in on the website, too, at BillPressShow.com. Take a look. Listen to yesterday's conversation with Congresswoman Maxine Waters. That's our free podcast for today. The president's schedule up today. The latest link to Media Matters for America, who are keeping us up to date on those corporations who are still sponsoring the Glenn Beck program. Take a look at that, and if you are doing business with any of them, don't do it any longer, or at least let them know that the reason you're stopping, you know, to support LifeLock or whatever is because they're continuing to advertise on the Glenn Beck program on Fox News. You can find all of that at our website at BillPressShow.com, and you can join up by a podcast with a yearly or a monthly subscription to the podcast, and then you'll be in a position to be able to download the show from iTunes, commercial free, and listen to it at your leisure wherever and whenever you want. Big show today here. Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning decided to come in today for a change.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, yeah.
Team Press might as well.
Yeah, I haven't been here, you know, in 2 months.
So unpredictable.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I never know who's going to show up. And lost another legend yesterday, Mary Travers. Don't know her by her last name much, so much as we just know her as the Mary of Peter, Paul, and Mary, dead yesterday of leukemia at 72. That trio forever known for maybe just one song.
Up the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei.
You know, two little things. I was vacationing with my family a couple of years ago on Kauai, just north of Hanalei, and in and out of that town and restaurants and everything, and then suddenly realized, oh my God! This is Hanalei, which is Hanalei, which is Puff the Magic Dragon's territory.
Ah.
So excited to be right there at the beach where Puff the Magic Dragon. But a few years ago, I went to a friend's house in Georgetown, and as we were walking into this party, it was the wedding anniversary party. There was a guy ahead of us had a guitar case. I didn't even recognize him; didn't know who he was. Well, it was Peter Yarrow, who's a friend of theirs. And so a little bit later that evening, here we are sitting around the living room singing Puff the Magic Dragon with Peter Yarrow playing on the guitar. How cool was that?
That's pretty cool.
We sang, actually, then all the old Peter, Paul, and Mary songs with Peter himself playing them. It was, and you know what? Everybody knew all the words.
That's a pretty good party trick.
I suddenly went, holy.
Yeah, right,
you know
right.
What? Look who's here. All right. And look who's on the show today. Leo Girard, the president of the Steelworkers Union, is going to be along a little bit later. We're going to talk tire tariffs and health care with Leo Girard. And I'll start off the hour here with Senator Carl Levin, chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee. But first,
is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. Paula Abdul is back on TV tonight.
Oh, my God.
Former American Idol judge hosts the first Divas Live concert in 4 years on VH1. She will reportedly sing and dance in the opening number and will be joined on the show by the likes of Cyndi Lauper, Jennifer Hudson, Stevie Wonder, Melissa Etheridge, Kelly Clarkson, Sheryl Crow, and more.
Well, good for her, but I'm still going to miss her on American Idol.
Kate Winslet is number one on People's Best Dress list for the year. She's joined at the top by Michelle Obama, Reese Witherspoon, and Taylor Swift, all being named Best Dressed Celebrities. The First Lady is the only non-performer in the top ten, also receiving the Best Accessible Glamour mention for wearing clothes that anyone can easily find off the rack in a mall.
How about the Best Dressed Men?
You know, I don't have... Brad Pitt was on the top of the list, but I just focused on the women.
What was...
Obama was not in the list.
President Obama not on the list?
No. Not at the least. And Bobby Brown headed back to reality television. Insiders at VH1 tell TMZ the notorious ex-husband of Whitney Houston is ready to sign on the dotted line to compete on the next season of Celebrity Fit Club. Apparently fans can also look forward to other D-list celebrities from Baywatch, The Practice, and a couple of other shows fighting for the Battle of the Bulge.
Okay, Dan, thank you. An important hearing a couple of days ago, in the United States Senate on whether or not Admiral Michael Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, should get a second term as chairman. That hearing in the Senate Armed Services Committee. But the big discussion was not so much about whether Michael Mullen was qualified for a second term as to what's going to happen with U.S. forces in Afghanistan. The distinguished chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee joining us this morning, Senator Carl Levin from Michigan. Good to have you back, Senator.
Bill, great being with you.
Any doubt in your mind that the president is soon going to face a recommendation from his generals on the ground that they need more troops in Afghanistan?
Well, it's probable there'll be a recommendation from McChrystal for a lot of additional resources, including the trainers, equipment, and it's probable that there will be a request for some additional combat forces as well, but it is not yet certain. It has not yet come in. And it's very uncertain as to what the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and the Joint Chiefs themselves and the security advisor to the president and the Secretary of Defense are going to recommend to the president. That is very uncertain relative to additional combat forces because I just think there's a great deal of understanding here that the future of the Afghan people and their security can and should rest in the hands of the Afghan army and police. They've got a highly motivated army. They got a well-respected army in Afghanistan. They got a people in Afghanistan that hate the Taliban. We've already got 65,000 troops in there. And we can do a much better job, much faster, of strengthening and increasing the size of the Afghan army. There's not been enough focus on that, despite an effort by many of us to put the focus there. And I think now, from what the president said yesterday, particularly, that he is going to take a hard look before there's any additional combat forces going in. But I think everyone understands that we have a significant national interest in not having the Taliban take control of Afghanistan because of the fact they would give al-Qaeda safe harbor. And we know what happened before when that occurred.
And I was down at the White House yesterday at the briefing, and Robert Gibbs stressed the fact that that there is, at the moment, no recommendation in front of them. And he said there's no it's not likely that they're going to get such a recommendation soon. Right. I mean, what is the timetable? When do you think this request, if it comes, will start bubbling up. What are we talking about, end of the year? Or?
Oh, no, I think it'll be before that. But we, a couple of things to remember. One is we got troops going in there now.
Yeah.
So they're still on their way. That's the last decision of the president, and I think it was March, where 21,000 additional troops were sent in. So those are not all yet there. Most of them are, but not all. Secondly, I think there's an understanding that there's a number of things that there's going to be a consensus about that we ought to do now. We shouldn't wait for a decision of the president, because everyone knows that there's going to be an effort to strengthen the Afghan army. When we went through this with Mullen yesterday or the day before at that hearing, he agreed that there had not been adequate attention paid to the equipping issue. And we can move some equipment to Afghanistan as it is coming out of Iraq instead of bringing it back to the United States. That will help to strengthen the Afghan army. We can get a plan in place, long overdue, to co-opt these lower-level Taliban people, these young people who have been given a job to fight the Taliban, but could be weaned away from that, just the way the sons of Iraq were weaned away from fighting us, and they ended up on our payroll instead of attacking us. We can do that now without waiting for a decision on the comprehensive resources, which the president will make, probably, my guess is, within a month or two.
Senator, you said something about the people of Afghanistan hate the Taliban. I saw a figure the other day, one of the networks, that the Taliban, however, now control 80% of Afghanistan.
That's not my understanding at all. They control significant number of provinces. I don't know that it's 80% of the land at all, but in any event, all of the public opinion.
Haven't they gotten stronger, though?
They have taken over control of more land, and they have put at risk more land, but they are very unpopular. Look, the people of Afghanistan had to live under the Taliban. You can ask any Afghan woman what it's like to live under the Taliban. You can ask most, and we do, ask most Afghan men what it's like. Do they want to come under that kind of a brutal regime again? And 95% of them will say they don't. The problem is the Taliban uses terror and threatens people, and so they're able to take over territory until Afghan security forces, with our help, can restore Afghan government control. Of course, this has all been complicated by an election.
I was just going to ask
thrown
you about
up,
that. Yeah.
Thrown into question the Afghan government, but nonetheless, the Afghan army is popular with the people, and the Taliban is very unpopular.
If it came to the point where the president were convinced that he had to send more resources
be specific about resources.
I'm talking about troops.
Combat troops or trainers?
I'm talking about combat troops. Do you think he could get support in the United States Congress for it?
It depends, I think, on all the circumstances which exist at the time and what his argument is. But there's a lot of feeling around here that the focus ought to be on strengthening the Afghan forces before we make that commitment. But I'm not going to prejudge that kind of a request, other than to say that is not my favored course, obviously. I think we ought to spend a lot of time doing what we haven't done. You know, we have not focused on getting that army larger, quicker. We've not focused on equipment. We've not focused on a plan to reintegrate the lower Taliban figures. So those things need to be done first. But I don't want to say that it's off the table if the president is part of a much larger comprehensive plan which involves economic development and governance improvements and ending corruption and training the army and equipping the army. If you ask for, as part of a much larger plan, some additional combat forces, I can't tell you in advance that I would reject either the whole plan or that part of it.
Senator Carl Levin, chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, our guest this morning here on the Bill Press Show. Senator, on another issue, the Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus yesterday unveiled his version of health care reform legislation. And in this quick comment here, he says this is just what Dr. Barack Obama ordered.
This is basically within the framework that President Obama outlined in his State of the Union address. I mean, it's very similar to what he suggested.
Don't know whether you've had a chance to review the outline of the legislation yet, Senator.
I have not.
Your comments at all on what you've heard about it?
Right. No, I have not, and I'm going to read it before I comment in any specific way other than to say that it's very obvious that this is just the first step inside the Finance Committee, and it will come out from the Finance Committee, I predict, very, very differently. So while it's important that I read it, and I will, but it's a large couple hundred page document here, that, you know, it is a moving target. And this is for members who of the Senate who are not members of the Finance Committee. I think most of us are probably just going to wait until we see what comes
you
out.
You certainly have heard, I'm sure, from some of your constituents about the issue of the public plan option.
Sure.
The president says he supports it. Is that something you think should be part of any legislation?
Sure. It ought to be. I signed up for it. The question is, can you get 60 votes for it in the Senate? You can't. So can we come up with a plan which makes sense, which provides security for people that have health insurance so they don't lose it? You know that most of the people go bankrupt in this country, go bankrupt because of health care bills, and most of them have health insurance. That's the amazing statistic. Most of the people who go bankrupt, it's because of the health bills, but that's not the stunning statistic. The stunning one is that most of them have health insurance, which means that even those who have health insurance in this country do not have adequate insurance, and they can lose it in a very arbitrary way. So we got to protect people who have it, but as well try to get to universal health care. It's long overdue, but I just can't make a judgment on this kind of a moving target, which is very complex, other than to say, obviously, I support a public plan, but it's not going to happen in the U.S. Senate. Hopefully, it comes out of the final package out of Congress. I better run along.
All right. You got it. Senator Carl Levin, you're always good with your time. Thanks so much for joining us. Chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee wants to see a public plan option. This is not going to find it if he looks at the Max Baucus bill. The Bill Press Show.
We did not come to fear the future. We came here to shape it. I still believe we can act, even when it's hard.
The official morning show of the Obama generation. This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line. Created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code BONUS to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, BONUS. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
I'm Ed Whitaker, the new chairman of General Motors. Before I started this job, I admit I had some doubts, probably a lot like you. But I like what I found, and I think you will too. Because car for car, when compared to our competition, we win. Simple as that. I just know if you get into one of our cars, you're going to like what you see. So we're putting our money where our mouth is. Here's what I'm talking about. If you buy a new Chevy, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac, and you're not 100% happy, return it, and we'll take it back. It's our new 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And as always, you'll get our 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain warranty. That's how strongly we feel about our cars and how committed we are to you. So put us to the test against anyone and may the best car win.
100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain warranty. Whichever comes first, see dealer for limited warranty details. Visit gm.com/guarantee or see your local dealer for details and limitations. Not available with some other offers. Other restrictions apply. Take delivery by 11:30 09.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Heavier traffic northbound I-25 Santa Fe to 6th Avenue due to an earlier accident. Southbound side also really starting to fill up for us. 104th to 84 showing speeds, dipping into the 20s now. Also heavy after Park Avenue. And westbound 76 in Commerce City is also seeing more traffic now, 74th to 270. Your forecast today, mostly sunny and mild with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Breezy tonight with an overnight low of 50, right now 54 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Hi, I'm Rudy Giuliani. I'd like to invite you to join me at the Get Motivated Business Seminar on Tuesday, October 13th, for a day you will never forget. I will be speaking live and in person along with America's number one motivator, Zig Ziglar, former First Lady Laura Bush, inspirational speaker Dr. Robert Shuler, legendary NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Terry Bradshaw, author of Get Motivated Tamara Lowe, soldier statesman General Colin Powell, and the all-time comeback champion John Elway. You'll learn leadership strategies, business skills, time management, communication skills, and much, much more. That's Tuesday, October 13th at the Pepsi Center in Denver. And it's only $19 for you and your whole office to attend if you call now, not per person, but $19 for everyone. Call 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. Or go to getmotivated.com. I'll be there. I want to see you there, too.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on...
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home 4 times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Hey, good news. New comedy tonight on NBC. Oh, wait. Come to think of it, we're going to need some music here. It's the premiere of The Office, and Jim and Pam have a major baby situation. Okay, let's kick it up with some sound effects. And then it's the premiere of the new comedy Community. It's got Joel McHale and Chevy Chase, but then the Jay Leno Show. And of course, the night starts off with the premieres of SNL Weekend Update Live and Parks and Recreation. It's Thursday, 8, 7 Central, NBC.
And I just hope Obama does not even consider sending more troops there. Leo Gerard, Steelworkers, next.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Attention, female dieters. The following is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in boosting their love lives while zapping belly fat and cellulite as part of a national weight loss survey. If you qualify to participate, you'll receive a free trial of a new high-speed diet pill called Slim Seduction. Originally developed as a libido booster for women, many Slim Seduction users have also reported startling losses of belly fat and cellulite while following a healthy lifestyle plan. And now, you can get a free trial of Slim Seduction if you qualify. Just visit slim17.com. Again, this is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in enhancing their love lives and losing belly fat and cellulite. But hurry, participation in this national weight loss survey is extremely limited and based on a first-come, first-served basis. To see if you qualify for a free trial of Slim Seduction, just visit slim17.com. Remember slim17.com. That's slim, then the number 17.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We did have an earlier accident on northbound 25 at 6th Avenue, but that is now out of the way. Still some jams there. Southbound side, though, heavier up in Thornton, 104th to 84th. Also heavy downtown near Coors Field. Westbound 76 and eastbound 270 going to be heavier now heading into downtown, but really nothing going on out there. No accidents or stalls to tell you about. The forecast should be dry, sunny, seasonal, with a high around 78 degrees today. Current downtown temperature is 54 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or gogetthin.com.
How would you like to cut your payroll by 80%? Or maybe you don't have a payroll, but could use a smart assistant a few times a day for important clients or new business. How about having that assistant available all day, but only paid for when you really wanted them? What I'm describing is an intelligent assistant a la carte from Intelligent Office. You'll tell them how to do the warm and fuzzy your way. They'll do scheduling, screening, intakes, or even find you, but only when necessary. No work, no charge. 80% of new business goes to the 20% who meet expectations on the first call right now. Cut out the fat. We'll make you money and save you money. Intelligent assistants a la carte, only at intelligentoffice.com. Use only what you want and pay only for what you need. There are intelligent offices all over North America doing this every day for 12,000 businesses just like yours. Intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000. That's 447-9000.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-700-2870. 1-800-700-2870. 1-800-700-2870.
Why are you so distant? Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes after the hour. Happy Thursday, September 17. It is the Bill Press Show brought to you by AFSCME, the largest public employee and healthcare workers union in the United States, under President Jerry McAtee. For more information about the great work of the men and women of AFSCME, go to their website, www.afsme, AFSCME.org. Hey, we're looking forward to talking to, still hope to talk to our buddy Leo Girard, who is president of the Steelworkers Union. He's out in Pittsburgh at the big AFL-CIO convention. Peter, a little too much partying last night?
I'm not going to accuse him of that, but I'm just saying Pittsburgh can be a party town.
Pittsburgh can be a party town. And, you know, they elected Richard Trumka, the new head of the AFL-CIO, yesterday. So they might have gone out and had a little celebration last night. We'll keep trying to hook up there with Leo Girard, because it's very important this decision by the president to raise tariffs on the tires, automobile tires coming in from China. Some people fear may spark a trade war. The organization that really lobbied the White House heavily to get that tariff imposed were the Steelworkers Union. We want to hear about that from Leo Girard, and still hope to work in the phones right now. In the meantime, In addition to Jimmy Carter's statements about race, the other big issue today is in the news, of course, is the Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus did unveil yesterday. Oh, my God. You know, it's like waiting for Godot. We finally saw his version of a health care reform. And it's not much to write home about. The big news about it really is that after all this time and all these attempts and all these promises that they were going to come up with a bipartisan bill, and even the White House spending much, much too much time waiting for Chuck Grassley and Olympia Snowe and Mike Enzi to come up with a bill they could support and get other Republicans to support. Max Baucus was up there all alone yesterday. Not one single Republican standing up with him, but he tried to put the best face on it, Max Baucus, and saying, you know, this is what we're doing, this for our grandkids, and we're doing the right thing.
This is our opportunity. This is our moment to help fulfill that moral obligation for our kids and our grandkids to have something better than we now have.
Yep. And he did say that he still holds out hope. I don't know why. This guy must believe in the tooth fairy. And so does Barack Obama, if he thinks they're ever going to get a Republican vote for it. But Max Baucus still says, you watch, Republicans are going to be falling all over themselves to vote for my bill.
We're going to get significant bipartisan support, and we're going to pass this.
Significant bipartisan support. Where are they? Where are they, Max? You don't even have one. Not one of the gang of six that you spend so much time with. But as we pointed out to Senator Levin at the top of the hour, Max Baucus did say this is just what Dr. Obama ordered.
This is basically within the framework that President Obama outlined in his State of the Union address. I mean, it's very similar to what he suggested.
No, it's not. You know, it's within the frame. Here's the deal, okay? It's within the framework because it's about health care reform. That's the only way it's within the framework. But the Baucus plan, I think, is dead on arrival. I hope is DOA, because it contains an individual mandate by everybody has to buy insurance by 2013. It does not contain sufficient subsidies to help those people who will have to buy but can't afford to buy healthcare reform. It does not contain an employer mandate. And most importantly, it does not contain the public plan option. Instead, it throws out this idea of Kent Conrad's, and now Max Baucus's too, of these so-called cooperatives. Cooperatives which haven't really been tested, not tested at all on a national level. There's some regional cooperatives. You know, there are cooperatives for like cranberries and walnuts, grapes, maybe raisins, who knows. One or two cooperatives that have been tried for health insurance in this country. But basically, it's an untested idea. And what this would do is set up 50 different state cooperatives. Look, the idea of the public plan option is you have everybody in a national pool, so you have a lot of people, and you can really negotiate for better rates, and you can compete with insurance companies, and you can negotiate with the drug companies for lower prices for pharmaceuticals. You can't do that with 50 little, you know, bogus kind of cooperatives around the country. Some of the states won't have enough members in a cooperative to have any juice at all. So this cooperative thing is, somebody said yesterday, it's like a kid looking for a unicorn. I mean, it's just not real. It's just not going to happen. So I would hope that the Senate, now that we got this, to put the most positive spin on it possible, right? The only positive thing you can say about the Baucus bill that was released yesterday is at least the Senate Finance Committee has finished its work. Now all five committees have finished their work, and now we can get down to the fine-tuning and negotiate the final version of this, the Senate version, the House version, and get a bill on the president's desk. Lots of calls on this, too. Vic calling from down in Little Rock, Arkansas. Hey, Vic, what do you say?
Hey, Bill, good morning.
Good morning to you. So the Baucus bill, did it really excite you?
The Baucus bill makes me sick. I know that the insurance companies own Max Baucus.
You got that right.
and it has now become obvious that they wrote his bill for him.
Yeah.
He's got a bill that the Democrats wouldn't support. Why would you expect the Republicans to support it? It plays right in. The Republicans aren't going to support anything, number one. But that bill plays right into what the insurance companies want. It's a mandate that we have to buy insurance from the insurance companies.
Yes.
And the insurance companies are going to keep raising our rates. The problem is that we can't afford insurance now. How do they expect us to afford it 10 years down the road when we're not doing anything about the cost?
Vic, you have it absolutely right. I'll tell you, the Baucus bill is a gift to the insurance companies because it hands them 47 million more customers, boom, overnight. That's what the Baucus bill does. Now, I'm telling you, it's not worth taking seriously. The only thing, again, is we don't have to wait anymore for the Finance Committee to act. We've got their stinking bill, so let's just ignore it. Take the Senate Health Committee bill and then the three House bills, put them together, we go public plan option, boom, put it on the president's desk. Phil, up in Boston. Hey, Phil, weigh in here.
Well, I share your concern that the Baucus bill isn't great, but what he's done is he set the absolute minimum bar threshold of what this health care bill is. And the minimum bar covers 30 million people, and it's only going to get better from here because Republicans aren't going to sign on to this, and then they're gonna drop all pretense of bipartisanship and improve it from here.
I think they already have dropped all pretense of bipartisanship, but go ahead.
It's gonna go through the vote and they're gonna get no votes and they're gonna say, okay, no, there's no chance of getting any votes. So we're in it for ourselves. You know, this is the, you know, base minimum bill we're gonna get. And I think that's at least a good starting point.
Well, I agree with you to this extent. It is the base minimum. That's right. We can only go up from here, but I think we have to go up from here, and we can go up from here, and just forget about the Republicans. They're not going to vote for it. Get 50 votes in the Senate and whatever you get in the House, and then you got legislation. Republicans will go down in history as having voted against it.
And this is and getting them to say no to this bill will be the first step in getting it better. So I think you should be happy it's out of the finance bill. And we're ready to move forward and drop any pretense to getting this done.
I got your point. I do accept that. Again, the good news is Finance Committee's done, right? We don't have to play this game with a gang of six any longer. I mean, we can be just honest about it. We've seen their bill. It stinks. All right, let's move on. Dan from Chantilly, Virginia. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Bill. Dad, you know, Bill, I think this is going down the road of the Clinton. To me, my opinion of the Clinton administration was the people around him. You look at this. Okay, the media hammered Obama because he didn't have a plan, right? All right, so then that allowed the opposition to say he's going to tax you, he's going to do down sounds, he's going to do all this stuff. But then he lets Baucus come out, and he basically lets Baucus say this is what Obama believes. So now he's got all these taxes. He's taxing the lower end more than, you know what I mean, except for the high-end the high-end plans that they got the tax on, everything's going to hurt the lower people, you know, the lower class folks. So you got taxes. You put a plan out that mentions taxes. Well, you're going to get hammered by the right.
Yeah, but that assumes that anybody's going to I don't think anybody's going to take this plan seriously, Dan. I just think they've been waiting for Baucus to finish, you know, his little exercise and then just reject it and move on. He doesn't have Republican support, and he doesn't have the Democrats on his committee behind him. He was standing up there. He was standing up there by himself yesterday. All right, no Leo Girard yet, but lots of you. 866-55-PRESS. We've been waiting for the Max Baucus plan. Was it worth waiting for? 866-55-77-377.
Visit BillPressShow.com, the only place for Bill's podcasts and commentary. The virtual home of the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Your local Ace has some of the hottest prices of the season.
for a limited time, buy a portable fire pit for only $29.99. Folds for easy storage and includes a bonus carrying bag. Use your Ace Rewards card and earn double points on this and other red-hot buys throughout the store. Plus, get expert advice to save time and money on all your projects. Now that's a value. Hurry into Ace, the helpful place.
Sale price good at participating stores throughout September while supplies last.
Reason number 48 to switch to Geico.
As much as you enjoy the experience, you won't have to go to the post office. We can automatically debit your checking account or even charge your premium to your credit card. It's easy and you never have to worry about mailing your car insurance premium again. But we must warn you, you won't get to use any postage stamps. I hear they're coming out with some pretty cool designs.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Accident and stall free around the metro right now. Our heavier jams on 25. No surprise. Thornton, again, near Coors Field there after I-70. Also heavy in Aurora now, southbound 225. First at Colfax, again, after Yosemite. And 285 showing some heavy traffic now, eastbound side, Kipling to Wadsworth. The forecast today, mostly sunny and mild with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Breezy tonight with an overnight low of 50. Right now, 54 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey kids, there are things you can do to stay safe from the flu. Wash your hands with soap and water long enough to sing the Happy Birthday song twice, or use an alcohol-based hand cleaner. Cough or sneeze into a tissue, or use your elbow or shoulder, not your hands. Stay away from sick people so they don't give you their germs and make you sick. If you don't feel well, tell an adult right away. You might have to stay home for a while so you don't make others sick.
A message from the Colorado Health Department.
To all things weird, Fox Thursday has the mysteries you crave. With the season premieres of Bones and Fringe.
What is it?
Human remains.
That is going to kill the Blue Book value.
First, television's hottest investigators return on the season premiere of Bones.
We're back.
We're back.
With shocking new crimes and even more shocking confessions.
Bones, I love you.
I beg your pardon?
In a professional, you know. At a girl kind of way.
Then, television's best new series, Fringe, returns on a new night.
There are things happening here I can't even begin to explain.
Things like mind control, teleportation, genetic mutation, reanimation.
New season, new cases, endless impossibilities.
How come when nobody knows and it doesn't make sense, they come to us?
Don't miss the season premiere of Fringe on its new night after the season premiere of Bones, only on the new Fox Thursday.
It all starts tonight at 7 on Fox 31, followed by Fox 31 News at 9.
Here, AM 760.
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or gogetthin.com.
Hey, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
To Chicago in 2016, the Summer Olympics. All right, the Baucus Bill again yesterday unveiled by Chairman Max Baucus. Here's Eric from Washington, D.C. with a comment. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Good.
This Baucus Bill is beyond infuriating. I mean, this, you know, we could have had this 2 or 3 months ago. There's nothing.
Yeah, what were we waiting for, right?
Right. What were we waiting for? And the thing that really gets me mad, and I call both my senators, actually live in Maryland, but right here in the area, I called them yesterday, and my question was, who gave the Gang of Six all this power to make all these decisions?
Harry Reid.
Okay, well, that explains it.
Yeah.
I mean, a 3-3 split. We have 60 votes in the Senate, you know, 59 mm-hmm. right now, but we'll have 60. And it's 3-3, and one of them is Max Baucus, who's owned by the insurance companies. I mean, this needs to be, it's never mentioned on CNN or anywhere about Max Baucus and how much, how indebted he is to the health insurance.
The number one recipient of health insurance, health industry money, you know, either insurance companies, pharmaceuticals, or whatever, in the United States Senate, Max Baucus, right?
Well, it's absolutely unbelievable, and I just hope that the Democrats in the Senate step forward. I don't care if we get 51 votes and we have to do the compromise.
Reconciliation.
Reconciliation, yeah. We just have to get it passed, and it has to have the public option. And I've been calling my senators. I hope everybody, call your senators and your representatives. Just keep calling them and make it clear, because we have got to win this, and President Obama really needs to step forward and say enough. You know, he said that in his speech, but he hasn't really followed it up.
But now's the time. Now's the time. Absolutely, Eric. He's going out to College Park, Maryland today. I hope I'd love to hear him say, okay, we got this finance committee bill, but, you know, that's not good enough. We can do better than that. And we can. Brian's calling from up in Buffalo, New York, listening on WWKB. Hey, Brian.
How are you, sir? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just want to say I reject the public option because I think it awards bad behavior. I really don't want to cover deadbeats, to be honest with you, sir.
Well, do you think everybody who doesn't
not
have
everyone,
health insurance?
Not everyone. No. That's not what I'm saying.
Well, what are you using this word deadbeats? There are a lot of there are millions of Americans out there today who have their families. They'd love to have health insurance for their families. They can't afford it.
But
they're not deadbeats.
Let the government do it. Let the American people do it. I'll give you an example. Look at Hurricane Katrina. Look, that was a government failure. Who was it that went down there and did the best work? Was the American people, was it not? The government failed, and we did the work. People from Minnesota, people from all over. You know, if they free that up and allow the American people to help people, that's the answer.
Well, you know what, Brian? I can't begin to respond to that, Brian. Look, we got a big problem here, and it's the government's responsibility to step in and help, and I think we're just going to have volunteers do it at little church suppers around the country.
I just want to mention that's an excellent point. The American people should step up, and I'm going to start doing dentistry in my basement. So if anybody wants to come by, I'll be doing dentistry for you.
Yeah, well, I'm doing heart surgery.
Oh, perfect. See, good. We're stepping up. See, we're doing our duty.
Diane's calling from Jacksonville, Florida. Hi, Diane.
Hey, good morning, Bill. It's such a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that I am also quite upset about the outcome of this. But, you know, there was a premonition on Sunday morning with Sandra Snow on the news show because she was tap dancing, really just saying everything but that she was not going to support the bill. It was pretty obvious to me. And I, what distressed me about that is that I thought after the president's speech and when the cameras were on, she and Senator Collins, it looked like they were like jumping off the fence into the right side. So something happened, I think, from the president's speech up until yesterday, and that really bothers me.
Here's what happened, Diane. The Republicans decided a long time ago they were going to vote against anything Barack Obama is for.
Yeah. Can I also mention one thing about
You know what? I wish you could. The problem is we're really right up against the clock, and I'm going to have to let you go, Diane. Thanks so much for your call. Thanks for listening. And I'll wrap things up with a parting shot coming up.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm Ed Whitaker, the new chairman of General Motors. Before I started this job, I admit I had some doubts, probably a lot like you. But I like what I found, and I think you will too. Because car for car, when compared to our competition, we win. Simple as that. I just know if you get into one of our cars, you're going to like what you see. So we're putting our money where our mouth is.
Here's what I'm talking about. If you buy a new Chevy, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac, and you're not 100% happy, return it, and we'll take it back. It's our new 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And as always, you'll get our 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain warranty. That's how strongly we feel about our cars and how committed we are to you. So put us to the test against anyone, and may the best car win.
100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain warranty. Whichever comes first, see dealer for limited warranty details. Visit gm.com/guarantee or see your local dealer for details and limitations. Not available with some other offers. Other restrictions apply. Take delivery by 11:30:09.
Hi, I'm Rudy Giuliani. I'd like to invite you to join me at the Get Motivated Business Seminar on Tuesday, October 13th, for a day you will never forget. I will be speaking live and in person along with America's number one motivator, Zig Ziglar, former First Lady Laura Bush, inspirational speaker Dr. Robert Shuler, legendary NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Terry Bradshaw, author of Get Motivated Tamara Lowe, soldier statesman General Colin Powell, and the all-time comeback champion John Elway. You'll learn leadership strategies, business skills, time management, communication skills, and much, much more. That's Tuesday, October 13th at the Pepsi Center in Denver. And it's only $19 for you and your whole office to attend if you call now. Not per person, but $19 for everyone. Call 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. Or go to getmotivated.com. I'll be there. I want to see you there, too.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
Hey, back to the program in a bit. But first, I just read a statistic that blew me away. Get this. More than 45 million of us are living without health insurance. 45 million. And just one hospital bill can bankrupt you, right? But listen to this. There's a free service. It's called eHealth. Now, they're not an insurance carrier. You just go online to eHealthMarket.com, and you can see affordable health plans side by side. You can sort them by price or benefits and find one you can afford. And the information is free. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. Everyone has different needs, but at eHealth, the average family can find plans for a lot less than you think. Look, if you need quality health insurance you can afford, don't wait. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com. Once more, that's eHealthMarket.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Thursday, September 17, my parting shot for today. You know, the White House is never happy when a former president makes more news than the current president. And that's sure the case now. The Obama White House not happy with Jimmy Carter stealing all the headlines because of his statement about race. Ask about Crazy Joe Wilson. You know, Jimmy Carter said, yeah, race was involved in his insult to Obama. Not only that, Carter went on. Having grown up in the South, he knows that most of the protests against Obama today come from people who just can't accept a black man as president of the United States. Obama disagrees, insists White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs. He believes that some people disagree with him, the fact that some people disagree with him has nothing to do with the color of his skin, which is, of course, the same thing he said during the campaign. So what's the truth? Probably somewhere in between. Yeah, most people who disagree with Obama simply disagree on the issues, but believe me, I can tell you from the ugly, racist emails that I receive, there are a lot of people who hate him only because he's black, and they don't hesitate to use the N-word. I'll tell you one thing for sure, Joe Wilson would never have shouted out that same remark to a white man. That's my parting shot for today, folks. I'll be at the White House briefing at 10:30 East Coast time, tell you all about it. I'll be tweeting from there. And I'll see you later on MSNBC at 4:30 East Coast time tomorrow. The Mad as Hell Docs will be back here on the Bill Press Show. Have a great Thursday. See you on the radio tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
I can't believe your sister is 50. She looks great.
Hey, I'm only 45. Are you trying to tell me something?
Well, no, honey, you look fine, but she looks like she's 35. She doesn't have any wrinkles.
You're not helping.
Maybe those women with smooth, younger-looking skin didn't get good skin genes. Maybe they got a free trial of hydroxytone. Clinically proven hydroxytone has three of the top anti-aging ingredients in one jar. So it's easy to erase the appearance of wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make your frown lines disappear from view. If you want to take years off your appearance faster than you ever thought possible, call now for your risk-free trial of hydroxytone. For a limited time, you can try it before you buy it. Call 1-800-500-1189. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Get your risk-free trial at 1-800-500-1189. That number again is 1-800-500-1189.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. It's off to jail for the suspect in the murder of Yale graduate student Annie Lay. Word of the arrest came a short time ago.
Raymond J. Clark III, 24 years of age, of Middleton, Connecticut, was arrested at a motel in Connecticut.
Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Steve, what do the police have on Clark?
Well, police aren't really saying, Frank, but they have started going through a mountain of physical and DNA evidence before getting the warrant signed to arrest the lab tech this morning, and authorities promised to make the case stick.
That is our obligation and our commitment to Annie Lay, to her family.
They were told about the arrest about an hour ago, Frank.
Steve, what do we know about a motive?
Well, they haven't talked specifically about a motive, but they did make it clear this is being considered a workplace crime. There are reports of Clark sending Lay emails complaining about the care of lab mice. They did make it clear there appeared to be no romantic relationship.
Europe wanted a missile shield. Russia didn't. Now the idea is dead. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House.
And, Frank, the White House is redefining the Eastern Europe missile defense plan, moving away from George W. Bush's big shield idea in what's described as a major strategy adjustment. The administration plans a more flexible program responding to any Iranian missile threat. An official tells CBS News this decision was driven by a new assessment of the emerging threat from Iran and better technology to respond to that threat. Defense Secretary Gates expected to elaborate on the decision about 90 minutes from now. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Housing is up. Unemployment claims are going down. The government says home building hit a nine-month high in August. A surge in apartment construction more than made up for a drop in work on single-family homes. The overall increase came to 1.5%. Economist Stuart Hoffman.
With housing looking better and fewer people being laid off, I think that's a sign that we're back from the brink, as the president said, and the economy is beginning the road to recovery.
In a second report, the Labor Department said it counted 545,000 new claims for unemployment benefits last week, down 12,000 from the week before. In Kabul, Afghanistan, a suicide car bomber rammed an Italian military convoy, killing a half dozen soldiers and Afghan civilians. A first-of-its-kind government survey finds that more than 8 million American adults considered suicide in the past year. Judy Scholes of La Crosse, Wisconsin, says she was one of them.
I thought there was no hope. There were thoughts that, you know, I can't do this anymore. And I said to myself, I want this to end.
A million people actually tried to take their own lives. Overseas, an Egyptian judge has convicted two American couples of human trafficking and sentenced them to 2 years in prison. The couples were in Egypt trying to adopt children. Adoptions are illegal for Egyptian Muslims and nearly impossible for Christians. S&P futures are down about 2 points just ahead of the opening bell. This is CBS News.
Kevin?
Yeah, Mom?
I've heard they might start drug testing in your school, so I need to ask, have you ever done pot?
No.
Cocaine?
No.
Mexican speedballs?
No.
Beanies, hydro, wiffle dust, disco biscuits?
It's Toss Check Home Drug Test. With just a sample in a cup, you get results in minutes, as accurate as a lab screening. Find First Check now at CVS or learn more at firstcheckradio.com.
Her dank zigzag?
Maybe?
Check first with First Check.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off all LG appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haulaway, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates. An innovative new LG appliance more affordable than ever, thanks to 10% off LG appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through September 23rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. The lawyer for Najib Al-Azazi says his client is not a terrorist. Yesterday, the FBI executed a search warrant at Zazi's apartment in Aurora, evacuating neighbors like Nick Mastriano.
It's really freaky. I mean, the fact that there's probably like a terrorist in my buildings, like, and here in Aurora even, that's kind of crazy to think about.
The FBI also searched the house of Zazi's aunt. The raids came a day after word that an FBI task force had Zazi under surveillance for suspected links to Al-Qaeda. A new poll shows former Lieutenant Governor Jay Norton beating either Michael Bennett or Andrew Romanoff in a race for the U.S. Senate. Pollster Scott Ratt.
Political environment is difficult for Democrats in Colorado, and we're seeing the same thing nationwide.
In a poll conducted last week, 48% of Colorado voters say they approved of President Obama's job performance, 51% disapproved. In sports, the Rockies beat the Giants last night, 4-3. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we've got no highway crashes to get in your way, but we're seeing slowdowns in those usual spots. I-25 really dragging on that approach to 120th, taking you all the way to 84th. Same deal for westbounders on 76. You'll tap your brakes coming up on 85 all the way towards I-25. Speeds through there are going to drop into the 20s and 30s in spots. Eastbound 36, a little bit sluggish coming up on Federal towards I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny one, a really nice day with a high of about 78 degrees, a little bit breezy at times. Overnight low dropping down to 51, currently 52 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Your smile says so much about you, whether on a date, at school, or an important job interview. Make sure yours is perfect with an affordable dental plan from Perfect Teeth for as little as $6.25 per month. Visit or call a Perfect Teeth location near you today.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher.
Bobby!
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Yeah, I love you too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
706 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in again for Jay Marvin. Big news of the week. Former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff announcing a primary challenge to appointed incumbent Senator Michael Bennett. And as promised, on the line with us, just to start the show, and we usually start the show with a news update, on the line with us is Andrew Romanoff. He was the big newsmaker of yesterday. Andrew, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks a lot, David. I really appreciate it.
So you were all around the state yesterday, and I'm sure the question that a lot of reporters were asking, and I'm sure a lot of voters will ask in the coming months, is why are you running, and what is the difference between you and Michael Bennett? A new poll out today, or maybe it was at the end of yesterday, showing that you and Bennett basically running about equal against Jane Norton, who is not, of course, the Republican nominee, but is the Republican front runner for the nomination. So in light of that, I think the argument over who is more electable or not electable is at least off the table for now. So the question then goes to substance. What is the difference between you and Michael Bennett? Where do you think this campaign will draw those differences?
Well, I'm sure there'll be a host of policy differences that emerge as the campaign goes on, but I'm not running against anybody. I'm running for something. I'm running for the Senate because I want to represent the state I love the best way I know how. I don't think anybody in this race on either side of the aisle brings a stronger record of legislative leadership. I know how to bring Democrats and Republicans together to solve tough problems. That's exactly what I did as the leader of the House of Representatives for the last 4 years. So I know how to find common ground, and I know how to draw the line when we can't. I don't think anybody in this race knows the people of Colorado better or is more passionately committed to making their voices heard. I've worked pretty hard, as you know, for the last 8 years to energize our economy and strengthen our schools and reduce the cost of health care. And those are the sorts of issues I'll tackle in the U.S. Senate.
Well, when voters look at this race, what do you think are going to be the defining issues in the race? I mean, you know, there's going to be obviously a question of, there's always the intangible question of who knows the state better, who is better connected to the state. But there's also going to be a contrast on issues. By the way, both in the primary and in the general election, Michael Bennett's made some headlines with his. For instance, he's gone back and forth on the public option a little bit. He's said he's for it, but he's not sure it's going to pass. Not sure he's going to fight for it. The headline today is that he's in the Fort Collins, Colorado, is that he got a pilot program added into the Baucus health care bill, which is a controversial health care bill. The industry supports the bill. Is health care going to be a major contrast point in the primary? Is the Iraq war or the Afghanistan war? Is the Employee Free Choice Act? Where do you see the contrast on issues?
Yeah, I can't tell you where the other candidates stand. I can tell you what I'll fight for. My priority is making sure that every American, not just some, has access to quality, affordable health insurance. I've worked on that issue in the state legislature. Unfortunately, states are struggling to solve those problems on their own. I'll work to reverse and mitigate the effects of climate change. We've had a lot of progress in this state trying to promote renewable energy and reduce our reliance on foreign fossil fuel. Again, an issue where states are struggling and the feds need to take the lead. On a whole host of issues, I've demonstrated legislative leadership, and I want to bring that skill to the U.S. Senate.
Well, let's just walk through the issues if we can, because I'm sure that listeners are gonna want to know. Let's start with health care. Where are you on the public option and on, of course, single payer? A lot of people are asking retroactively, saying maybe we should have started the health care debate with a push for single payer. So where are you on the public option and on single payer health care?
If I were in the Senate today, I'd be fighting for the public option. In some ways, I think it's a mistake to start the negotiations, as you're suggesting, where you hope to end up. When we were, for example, doing battle over the solution to a fiscal crisis the state faced in the early years of this decade, we settled on a compromise called Referendum C and passed that measure with the support of a Republican governor. But it's not where we started the negotiations. It's where we ended them. If I were designing a system from scratch, I think it would make much more sense to have a plan that of universal access. And I think there's a couple ways to get there. Single payer is one. There's another proposal in the Senate called the Wyden Plan that eliminates essentially the connection we now have between employers and insurance, this accident of history, this experiment we've engaged in for the last 60 years or so that ties your health coverage to your jobs, I think is a mistake. It's the reason so many folks fear losing their jobs, because they know that might mean losing their insurance. We're saddling employers with this task or expecting them to pick up the charges for health coverage, even though their competitors around the world don't face that burden. I think everybody's got some responsibility here, but in the end, what I'd like to see is a system that makes health coverage universally available, affordable, and portable. And that's not where we are right now.
We're talking to former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff. He's announced a primary challenge to Michael Bennett. He's running in the primary for the Democratic nomination for United States Senate in 2010. The Employee Free Choice Act, where do you come down on that?
I'd vote for cloture to end a filibuster and bring that bill to a vote on the Senate floor. In our state Senate, we don't use a filibuster. We take up or down votes on bills, and I think that's the way the U.S. Senate should operate, too. I support the provisions of the Employee Free Choice Act, with one exception. I think we ought to preserve a secret ballot.
Do you believe that? So, I mean, it's basically the same position that George McGovern said that he had. I wonder, do you fault Senator Bennett for not taking a more clear position on his vote on the, even on, and you mentioned cloture. That's a key term everybody needs to understand. It's about filibustering the bill, and that's been the major roadblock so far in the Employee Free Choice Act. He has said that he will not offer up a position on either cloture or the final bill until something comes out of committee. Do you have any, do you think that that's the right way to go, or do you think he should have stated a position?
Yeah, I can just tell you where I'd be. If I were in the Senate today, I would vote to end the filibuster and bring the bill to a vote. I would vote to preserve the secret ballot, but I also think we need to make sure we crack down on those who intimidate or fire employees for exercising the right to organize. That's the problem that this bill seeks to solve, and I think those provisions in the bill represent a good way of solving it.
And finally, the last issue I want to ask you about is this provision, this cram down issue. Senator Dick Durbin has said that he is going to reintroduce the bill that would allow bankruptcy judges to rewrite or renegotiate the terms of loans for homeowners, for primary homeowners, a power that bankruptcy judges already have in renegotiating second homes and investment properties. 13 Democrats voted against that bill a couple months ago, leading Durbin to say that he thought that banks, frankly, own the Senate right now. One of those Democrats was Senator Bennett. Where are you on that issue?
I'd side with homeowners. And I'm proud of the work that we did in Colorado to try to reduce the danger and the damage of foreclosure. We passed a whole raft of legislation, thanks to folks like Representative Rosemary Marshall and others, that really aim to make sure people can keep their homes and support their families rather than lose all their savings and that roof over their head.
My final question for you, and it's a general question, and it's kind of two-part, which is this. What do you think that Democratic voters in Colorado are most frustrated with, if you think they're frustrated at all? And why do you think Senator Bennett has already received the support of what you might call establishment Democrats, the Washington Senate Democratic Campaign Committee, Governor Ritter, and Senator Udall?
I'd say this. Democrats, I think, myself included, are thrilled with the progress that we've made under President Obama. I think they're frustrated that the pace of progress and the power of the ideas that emerge from the White House don't always seem matched at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue. We've got a lot of hopes pinned on this new administration. I think folks also recognize that the damage done under the last 8 years of the Bush administration can't be reversed overnight. But in the end, in answer to your second question, I think this race will be and should be decided not by anybody in Washington, D.C., but by the voters of Colorado. This ought to be an election. You know, I told somebody the other day, I'm not entitled to serve in the United States Senate. Nobody is. This is a job you've got to earn, and that's exactly what I plan to do.
Well, I think it's speaking only for myself, I know a lot of listeners think this too. I think a democratic small D process to pick nominees can only be a good thing, and I think that, by the way, I think that's applicable as well on the Republican side. And so I'm not taking a side in the race at this point, other than to say I'm glad that there is a choice. I'm glad that there is a contest, and I know you and I have talked off air. What we'll try to do next week is get you scheduled in to take some calls and let listeners ask you a bunch of questions. Thanks for taking the time this morning. Good luck out on the campaign trail.
Thank you, David.
717 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. That was former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff. He made headlines earlier yesterday and earlier this week for announcing that he is running in the 2010 U.S. Senate Democratic primary against appointed Senator Michael Bennett. After the break, we'll update you on the winner of today's giveaway for the Great American Beer Festival, and we'll hit a national news update, fill you in on all sorts of stories, the Baucus bill, the health care bill. I'll give you the inside story on that. You're going to hear a lot of sound and fury about this bill. You might have already heard it in some of the news that you've seen on TV last night. I'll give you the lowdown on it, having worked in the Congress, and can give you a decent sense of what's really going on that bill? Because you're going to be hearing a lot about it. I also lived in Montana and know Max Baucus and his politics pretty well. So I'll give you a take on that. Later on in the broadcast...
Dave, there's a lot of rich people up in Montana, isn't there?
No.
Well, Jackson Hole up in that area.
There's a lot of
wealth in Wyoming.
That's Wyoming, dude.
Or Montana. What am I thinking?
There's a lot of out-of-state wealth.
Yeah, you just...
There's a lot of second home wealth. But Montana has one of some of the lowest wages in the country.
There's no resorts in Montana.
There's some in
Idaho, and you got that whole... Montana, and you got people like Ted Kaczynski cruising around up there.
Yeah, you are right. You also have people like Ted Turner.
That's right.
You do.
Montana Grill.
You have a lot of second homeowners out there, and it's a great state. Max Baucus, it's kind of strange that the guy pushing the insurance industry's bill represents a state with some of the lowest wages. Yeah, absolutely. Lowest wages in the country. At 8, we'll talk to the Center for American Progress about racial disparities in big banks' higher-priced lending as it relates to the bailout. At 9, we'll check in with Colorado Polls founder and writer Jason Bain to get the lowdown on a new poll about the Colorado Senate race. Then at 9:30, we'll check in with Congressman Ed Perlmutter on the health care bill. And later on in this hour, we'll play you a clip from Jimmy Carter saying that race is playing a major factor in the right-wing protests against Obama. That's kind of the elephant in the room. We've been talking a little bit about it here. And I'll play you a clip from Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck pretending to be outraged about charges of racism. Race is everywhere. So stick around. Let's get a traffic update.
You got it, Dave. Got this fuel spill, spilled load, Stacy, southbound I-25 around Spear. That's causing really bad delays. Coming into downtown from I-70, taking you past the site of that spill. Also heavy up in North Bend and Thornton, 120th to 84th Avenue, rather. Also seeing things build eastbound approaches into the city on 6th Avenue, Federal to 25. Same deal on 70 around the mousetrap. Surface Street Crash, Jewel, and Lowell. And your forecast today should be dry and sunny with a high around 78 degrees. Our current downtown temperature is 53. Also want to give a shout-out to my sister, Wendy, who's listening to us online in San Antonio, Texas. Hey, Wendy, good morning to you. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't miss UFC 103, Franklin versus Belfort.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Hey, good news. New comedy tonight on NBC. Oh, wait. Come to think of it, we're going to need some music here. It's the premiere of The Office, and Jim and Pam have a major baby situation. Okay, let's kick it up with some sound effects. And then it's the premiere of the new comedy Community. It's got Joel McHale and Chevy Chase, but then the Jay Leno Show. And of course, the night starts off with the premieres of SNL Weekend Update Live and Parks and Recreation. It's Thursday, 8, 7 Central, NBC.
How would you like to cut your payroll by 80%? Or maybe you don't have a payroll, but could use a smart assistant a few times a day for important clients or new business. How about having that assistant available all day, but only pay for when you really wanted them? What I'm describing is an intelligent assistant a la carte from Intelligent Office. You'll tell them how to do the warm and fuzzy your way. They'll do scheduling, screening, intakes, or even find you, but only when necessary. No work, no charge. 80% of new business goes to the 20% who meet expectations on the first call right now. Cut out the fat. We'll make you money and save you money. Intelligent assistance a la carte, only at intelligentoffice.com. Use only what you want and pay only for what you need. There are intelligent offices all over North America doing this every day for 12,000 businesses just like yours. Intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000. That's 447-9000.
The game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom, thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Orville Redenbacher popcorn and Gatorade cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart. Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a $50 Bright Smile certificate for only $25. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Let's talk trees. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder is having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one tree, get the second one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. That's right. Buy one tree, get one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free at Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Visit creeksideboulder.com for more information. Creekside Tree Nursery. Better trees, better prices. Better get there today before you miss out. Buy one tree, get one free. Certain trees excluded from this sale.
On AM760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin. Going up into the mid-70s today. Looks like a decent forecast for the weekend. The Baucus bill, let's hit that in our national news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
You're going to be hearing a lot about Max Baucus and the Baucus bill. Washington Post reports that on the surface, it appears that no one is happy with Senator Max Baucus. And the Post says that may be the best news President Obama has had in months. Within minutes of the release of this famous Senate Finance Committee Chairman's long-awaited health care reform bill Wednesday, the attacks started flying. Liberal Democrats and allies, particularly unions, fumed. Republicans, after being courted for months, denounced the work as pure partisanship. So Baucus introduced his bill as a great achievement for bipartisanship, and had no Republican support. To try to get Republican support, he really, really, really watered the bill down. No public option, weakened regulations, and for his efforts, he got no Republican support whatsoever. And Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia came out and said, there is no way he can vote for this bill, Rockefeller, on the Senate Finance Committee. Interestingly, now here's the backstory that you got to know about. And it tells us it's not a very good sign. When Rockefeller made his comments that he can't vote for a bill without a public option, when he made these comments yesterday, remember we've been talking for weeks here about how the key in this legislative fight is going to be to get as many legislators to say they will not vote for a bill without a public option as possible, so that the White House is forced, when it finally takes a side in this fight, that the White House will take the side of the public option. Well, here's some bad news. When Rockefeller made his statement yesterday, he was immediately called to the White House for a meeting with the president, and not a meeting for the president to listen to his concerns. It was a meeting where the president tried to get Rockefeller to back off the public option, as evidenced by Rockefeller's post-meeting comments that were much, much more weakened from where he initially stood. He didn't say he could vote for a bill without a public option, but it was pretty clear what happened in that meeting. Now, what that signals is that the White House may be using its power for exactly the opposite, maybe using its power to try to roll the legislators who are going to be pushing for the public option. That is not good news. That is the big story out of yesterday. We'll stay on it here. Let's move to the Afghanistan war. President Obama pushed back Wednesday against pressure to make a decision about sending more troops to Afghanistan, saying he will resist any attempt to rush him until he has, quote, absolute clarity about what the strategy is going to be. Yesterday, a number of congressional lawmakers saying that they do not think a request for additional troops could be authorized if subjected to a congressional vote. In Republican politics, the headline of the Politico, conservatives resent NRSC nods. When Jane Norton the former lieutenant governor here in Colorado, officially joined an already crowded Republican Senate primary here Tuesday. She had a helping hand from the National Republican Senatorial Committee. The NRSC, it turned out, had already been unofficially working behind the scenes in advance of her announcement. It was a small boost to the Norton campaign, but one that provided a revealing insight into the National Republican Party's thinking. Far from playing a passive role in the 2010 Senate primaries and then working to elect the eventual nominee, the committee, under Senator John Cornyn of Texas, has vigorously inserted itself into a number of races in an attempt to hand-pick the Republican nominees it perceives as best suited to win. This came up a couple weeks ago here in Colorado. A number of the other candidates, other than Jane Norton, were screaming about this, saying that the National Republican Party in Washington shouldn't be meddling in their Senate primaries. It's the same situation, by the way, that's going on in the Democratic primary. We just talked to former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff about the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, the analog to the National Republican Senate Campaign Committee in Washington. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee weighing in on behalf of appointed Senator Michael Bennett, not staying neutral in the primary. And Romanoff described himself not as a yellow dog or a blue dog Democrat, but as an underdog Democrat. Now, a little bit more on health care. I want to get back to that. And sorry for jumping around here, but it's an important story, obviously. To know what's going on the health care negotiations and the Baucus bill, remember this AP headline. Baucus health proposal is industry's favorite. That's all you need to know. If the pharmaceutical and the insurance industry are backing a bill, it's a good bill that, excuse me, it's a good bet bill does very little to change the status quo. Again, the headline in the AP is Baucus health proposal is industry's favorite so far. A little bit more political news here, political and electoral news, and it relates to health care. With approval to appoint an interim senator expected in Massachusetts, the Boston Globe reports that former Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis looked like he knew something at a dedication ceremony when he was jokingly recognized as, quote, Senator Dukakis. Now, there's this whole issue with healthcare politics in the wake of the death of Senator Ted Kennedy. The legislature in Massachusetts had recently changed the law to mandate a special election for any vacated Senate seat. They did this, the Massachusetts legislature, overwhelmingly Democratic. They did this when there were fears that John Kerry would be elected president and Mitt Romney, the Republican, would be allowed to appoint a successor. So the legislature changed the law to say that there couldn't be an appointee, there could only be a special election. Well, the problem now is that after the death of Ted Kennedy, Democrats only have 59 Senate seats. They don't have the magic 60 to break a filibuster. And the special election wouldn't happen for another couple of months. So the legislature is now considering changing the law back. Now, I have to say, I find the legislature's actions in all of this pretty disgusting. Because clearly, they are changing state law to try to maintain Democratic Party power. Now, I hope Democrats in the healthcare debate are able to maintain their power, but there's something wrong with the legislature continuing to flip and flop on state law in order to keep one party in power. That said, if Michael Dukakis ends up being the appointee, the interim senator, before a special election happens, it's probably a good sign for healthcare. Dukakis is a pretty reliable progressive on issues like healthcare. I just interviewed him actually a couple days ago for my book about the 1980s. Really, really nice guy and a really, really smart guy. Last couple of national news stories here. Washington Post reports the global recession is expected to push 89 million more people into extreme poverty by the end of 2010, the World Bank said Wednesday, as it called on leaders of the 20 largest economies to engage in what it calls responsible globalization. Now, President Obama this week took a step in the right direction on issues of globalization, issues of fair trade. Now, remember, he's dropped his promise to reform the North American Free Trade Agreement, a big promise that won him a lot of votes in the industrial heartland. But he did this week make a decision to invoke a tariff on the Chinese for their unfair trading practices in the tire industry, suggests that Obama is going to be a little different from Bill Clinton and past Democrats, and certainly from George Bush, in trying to pursue some kind of fair trade policies. That's your national news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Now, I'm going to read the winner of the American Beer Festival contest that we have. The winner today is Jim Cooley of Denver. Jim Cooley of Denver, you've won a four-pack of tickets. American Beer Festival, call us now at 303-631-2760. 303-631-2760. Jim Cooley of Denver, you've won that four-pack. Now, if you want to register to win a four-pack, you want to go to the Great American Beer Festival on the 24th through the 26th here in Denver, go to our website, www.am760.net. Register right there on the front, and we'll do a drawing and name the name every day at around 7:20. We keep missing it because I'm off the clock a little bit. But around 7:20.
We try.
We're a little late sometimes.
Cliffhangers.
And I'll give you a cliffhanger. Stick around through this break, because after the break, we're going to play you Jimmy Carter's comments talking about the elephant in the room, saying that, coming right out and saying that he believes that the Tea Party protests are mostly motivated out of a sense of racism. We'll also play you maybe one of the most ridiculous clips I've ever heard from Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck, and that's saying a lot, where these guys who have been mounting a pretty racially infused attack on Obama are now claiming they can't believe anybody's talking about racism at all. It's really, really amazing. Maybe it won't boggle your mind. Maybe hearing this won't boggle your mind, because I'm to boggle anybody's mind anymore. But we'll play you those clips after a break, and we'll start taking your calls. See what you think. Do you think that racism is really at the heart of this? I know we've talked about it a little bit, but Jimmy Carter's comments are pretty explicit. So stick around. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Still got this fuel spill, Dave. Southbound 25 at Spear at Boulevard. That's going to make a mess, and people trying to get into downtown, seeing these delays extend back past 48th Avenue. Also really heavy up further north, 120th to 84th, as you're trying to get to Denver from Thornton and North Glen. A few surface street accidents out there. Jewel and Lowell, a new one at 26th and Colorado. Also out in near Morrison, 285 near Turkey Creek Road. But drive looking pretty standard for us right now. Pretty heavy coming into downtown on 270, the eastbound side. Same deal, westbound 76. Your forecast today, mostly sunny, mild, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Breezy tonight with an overnight low of 50. Right now, 53 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Mario, and today AM 760 is brought to you by Discovery Outsourcing.
It's back. The Tires Plus Super 10 sales event is Thursday through Sunday. Buy three and get the fourth free on all in-stock Yokohama and Falcon tires. Save big on special buys and up to 50% on specially marked tires. The Tires Plus Super 10 sales event this weekend.
Now there's a lot of what.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared on September 18th, 19th, or 20th and get a Pandora bracelet free with each $100 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
Comcast has one sweet deal for you. Call 1-800-COMCAST by September 21st and get Comcast Starter Digital Cable for only $29.99 per month for an entire year, with free professional installation.
Comcast Digital Cable delivers lots of your favorite cable channels, handy interactive on-screen program guide with parental controls, plus hundreds of free movies and shows on demand. Play, pause, fast forward, or rewind whenever you're ready to watch. Act now and get the same sweet deal on Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost. Just $29.99 per month for 1 year. Enjoy blazing download speeds and McAfee security included. Pick one or both. Comcast Digital Cable and high-speed internet. Just $29.99 each per month for 1 year with free installation. That's one sweet deal. Hurry, call 1-800-COMCAST by September 21st and save. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. After promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment, taxes, and franchise fees extra. Call Comcast for details.
Osteoporosis, hot flushes, night sweats, difficulty sleeping, lack of energy. For women going through menopause, these concerns become a part of life. If you are menopausal and experiencing postmenopausal symptoms, you may be eligible to participate in our clinical research study. The purpose of this study is to test whether an investigational drug safely and effectively prevents postmenopausal osteoporosis and helps menopausal symptoms while ensuring endometrial safety.
For more information about this menopause and osteoporosis prevention study, call Downtown Women's Healthcare at 303-293-3733. Again, that's Downtown Women's Healthcare at 303-293-3733.
But at eHealth, the average family can find plans for a lot less than you think. Look, if you need quality health insurance you can afford, don't wait. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com. Once more, that's eHealthMarket.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off all LG appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haulaway, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates. An innovative new LG appliance more affordable than ever, thanks to 10% off LG appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through September 23rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, fantasy football owners. It's me, your first round draft pick. Bad news. I'm going to blow out my ACL in week two. That's going to hurt. So another long season for you and lots of hot tub time for me.
Now salvage your fantasy season every Sunday with the new Fantasy Live on FoxSports.com. It's a fast-paced 20-minute game with unlimited real-time substitutions powered by Open Sports. Go to FoxSports.com/fantasyfootball and play live every Sunday.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin. A lot of news out there. The big headline of the day, Jimmy Carter, the former president, saying that racism is at the heart of the Tea Party protest. Now, a number of us have been saying this, but when a former president comes out and says it, it makes a lot of news. Listen to what Jimmy Carter told NBC's Brian Williams yesterday. And I should say, let me preface this by saying that the right wing of the Republican Party is going absolutely nuts about this. I mean, I was driving home yesterday and heard Mike Rosen on KOA just, again, bursting a blood vessel over this. And it's this willful ignorance on the right to claim outrage that somebody could say that racism is involved in the Tea Party protest, as if that's somehow controversial. I mean, it is controversial because we in this country don't like talking about race, but it shouldn't be controversial because it's so obvious. Listen to what Jimmy Carter said.
I think an overwhelming portion of the intensely demonstrated animosity toward President Barack Obama is based on the fact that he is a black man, that he's African American. I live in the South, and I've seen the South come a long way, and I've seen the rest of the country that shared the South's attitude toward minority groups at that time, particularly African Americans. That racism inclination still exists, and I think it's bubbled up to the surface because of a belief among many white people, not just in the South but around the country, that African Americans are not qualified to lead this great country. It's an abominable circumstance and grieves me and concerns me very deeply.
Now, what's amazing about this is I think he said something that's pretty obvious. I think he said something that's empirically on the facts of what is going on shouldn't be controversial, right? I mean, you see Tea Party protesters with their signs and with the Confederate flags, and I've made the point, and I think this is the key point here: the double standard of the conservative protest tells us something else is going on. And this is the fact that the conservative talk show hosts and the conservative noise machine and the willfully ignorant right simply doesn't want to deal with, doesn't want to answer this fact, which is, I would be perfectly ready to accept the argument that conservatives who are opposed to President Obama are opposed to him only on the grounds, only on policy grounds. They don't like the role of government. They don't like spending. They're afraid of the Constitution. I would be ready to accept that, except for one big thing. All of the criticism being made of President Obama could be made tenfold against President Bush, and it was not from conservatives. You did not see 70,000 Tea Party protesters, conservative Tea Party protesters in Washington protesting President Bush when he grew the size of government, protesting President Bush when he wrote the Patriot Act, when he trampled the Constitution with the warrantless wiretapping program. You didn't see that. So you have to conclude that something else is going on. If they didn't protest and they didn't scream about somebody doing something worse than what Obama is doing, then you have to conclude that something else is going on. And I have said this before, that the obvious conclusion is that, one, there's extreme partisanship. There's just a lot of Republicans who don't like President Obama. They don't care about what issue that they're protesting about. They just don't like President Obama because he's a Democrat. And two, there is a racial element to this. It's undeniable, especially when you add up all of the other attacks, the attacks that he is not an American, that he is Muslim, that he was trained in a madrasa, that the people he puts around himself are quote-unquote black nationalists. There is obviously something else going on here. To pretend that there isn't is to quite literally engage in what I think is the ugliest human trait: willful ignorance. To be willfully ignorant, to want to be stupid, to want to feign like you don't know what's going on. All the conservatives, I don't know why everyone's saying anybody's racist at all. Now, with that in mind, I want to see if we can play you this clip. You want to talk about willful ignorance? Listen to this set of clips from Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh, provided to us by Media Matters.
This is the Media Matters Minute. I'm Ben Fischel. Conservative leaders Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh seem to forget they are being recorded. Listen as Fox News' Beck rants against false cries of racism, just months after calling the president a racist.
False cries of racism, because racism is real. It's kind of like when somebody cries fire.
This president, I think, has exposed himself as a guy who has a deep-seated hatred for white people. This guy is, I believe, a racist.
Meanwhile, Limbaugh swears he never compared Obama or Democrats to Nazis, just months after comparing them to Nazis.
I never called him a Nazi. That's what his people are calling us. Adolf Hitler, like Barack Obama, also ruled by dictate. It is liberalism that's the closest you can get to Nazism and socialism. It's all bundled up under the socialist banner.
For these stories and more, visit MediaMatters.org.
So, again, you want to talk about willful ignorance as it relates to racism. You've got it right there. So here you have Jimmy Carter talking about the elephant in the room, saying, yeah, race is a part of the right-wing protest, the right-wing anger against President Obama. the media portraying it as some big, huge controversy. And, of course, right-wingers here locally, Mike Rosen screaming about it, other people, other right-wingers on national television say, I can't believe liberals are saying that being opposed to President Obama is racist. That's outrageous. Meanwhile, you've got the right-wing noise machine, Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh, even as they feign outrage, as they are willfully ignorant. I don't know why everyone's saying that we're racist. That's outrageous. Meanwhile, they have been accusing Obama of being a racist. And this is what's going on. This is the swirl. And, of course, they've created a feedback loop by complaining this with this talking point that says, oh, liberals are saying any criticism of President Obama's policies are racism, which, of course, is not what we're saying. By saying that, they are getting back into that feedback loop, which is that black people, minorities, liberals are waging some sort of warfare on whites. We'll take your calls. 303-713-7600. What do you think about this? Again, 303-713-7600. We'll take a call here. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM760.
Good morning, David. How are you doing?
All right.
Well, I'd like to start out by saying I think that you're on this issue being a bomb-throwing moron. To say that the American people, by their opposition, are being racist is absolutely ignorant. If, for instance, me, I opposed Hillary Care. I opposed Al Gore on his cap and tax. So to oppose Obama's policies doesn't mean that I'm a racist.
But didn't I just say that? I mean, I did just say that. My point is this, and I keep saying this, and this is what I think folks on the right want to try to do, which is they want to manipulate what people are saying. What I have said is that, of course, not everybody who opposes Barack Obama's policies is a racist. In fact, probably most people who oppose Barack Obama's policies aren't racist.
That's what Jimmy Carter said.
However, well, I understand that. What he said was that the hardcore, yes, he did. The majority of the most intense opposition. Now, we can parse his words. We'll play the clip again. There is a hardcore base of people who are motivated in part by racial animosity. I think it's obvious these people were not protesting President Bush on worse things, on the very things that they say they care about. There is a dishonesty there. There is a refusal to acknowledge that double standard. Where was the right wing? Where were you, Mark? Where were you protesting when President Obama was trampling the Constitution? Where was the right wing protesting when George W. Bush passed massive tax cuts for the wealthy that created the deficits that you claim to care about? You were nowhere. And the conservative movement was nowhere. Why? Because we have a black president now. Because we have a Democratic president right now. The mix of partisanship and racial animosity explains the double standard. You're not offended by the issues of constitutionality and by deficits when it's a white Republican president. If you can explain that double standard, as nobody has explained that double standard, I'd be happy to talk to you again. Thanks for the call. 751 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls, 303-713-7600. And after the break, an interesting study. Teen birth rates are higher in the most religious states. That's a new study out. I'll fill you in on the details after a traffic update with John Turner.
Crazy sounding study.
It is crazy.
All right. Dave, got a fuel spill. Southbound I-25 approaching Spear. Backups now reaching around 58th Avenue. So that's really heavy coming into downtown without an accident, but going to be more brutal. Add about 10 minutes for that trip. A new crash, 44th and Sheridan. Also a multi-vehicle accident, Alameda and Ironton. That's, of course, near Havana Street. Westbound Hamden, west of Wadsworth, the site of another new crash. And also got one eastbound 285 near Turkey Creek Road. Other accidents, 26th and Colorado, and in the cleanup phase, Jewel and Lowell. Your forecast should be dry and sunny today, high around 78. Our current downtown temperature,
54 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
The game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like TGI Fridays potato skins and Cheez-It crackers cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at Colorado.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
How can I tell my son not to steal and then go to work and upload illegal software because my boss told me to? I have a problem with that, so I reported it to the BSA. I have no regrets.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Shaking down prices. Lease the new Volkswagen CC Sport for just $299 a month or buy it for $31,990. Only at Larry H. Miller Volkswagen, 8303 West Colfax Avenue in Lakewood.
Imagine getting something that will never lose its value. Sound too good to be true? Well, it is true. Word is quickly spreading about the World Reserve's free private handout of armored safes, stocked with never circulated U.S. government-issued coins and currency. These free armored safes are being turned over to the public who beat the giveaway deadline. To find out how to claim your armored safe, stocked with a personal hoard of brilliant uncirculated coins, you must call before the 72-hour shutoff. Call 1-800-300-9652. Frantic demand for U.S. government coins has caused the U.S. Mint to officially halt the sale of many coins. Today, the World Reserve is releasing their supply of these coins in free armored safes to the general public. These coins will never lose their cash value, no matter what, but you have to keep them safe. That's why the World Reserve Monetary Exchange is stocking these coins in a free armored safe for anyone who calls before the 72-hour shutoff. Find out how to request yours. Call 1-800-300-9652. 1-800-300-9652.
Hey, raise the volume. Now Campbell's Chunky Soup has 23 soups with all lean meat and a full serving of vegetables. Still filling and delicious, but now better for you. So raise the volume of Chunky Soup you buy. Campbell's Chunky Soup, better than ever.
'77 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Jimmy Carter saying race involved in the Obama protests, in the Obama hatred. What do you think? 303-713-7600. David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760. You got about 30 seconds.
Hey, man, I think as for African-Americans, from my experience, I think African-Americans really have moved on from this crayon box mentality when it comes to people who are racist. We know we have to deal with them. We know we have to jump our hurdles. But I think when whites raise the issue, it kind of perpetuates the myths of racism. And I mean, these people aren't like, they're not like the greatest warriors in the world. I mean, it ain't like we can't overcome racist people, but I think sometimes bringing the subject up and keep on talking about it, but we're going to march on like we always have as African Americans, march right through them.
Yeah, and I mean, I have a little different take, which is only that I don't think you can let racism just be out there. And I especially don't think you can let what I called on CNN a couple days ago, dog whistle racism. And by that I mean the racism by the right, which pretends not to be racism, but which we all know is racism. When they go after Obama saying he's not from America, he's Muslim, he was born in a madrasas, you know, he's really African. That's dog whistle racism. They can claim, hey, we're not really racist, but that's what that is, and we have to call it out. If we don't call it out, I think we perpetuate it. Thanks for the call, man. All right, stick around. More on this after a national news update.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Viruses and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to mycleanpc.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at mycleanpc.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setatani. Police in New Haven, Connecticut believe they've got their man. Yale University lab technician Raymond Clark was arrested a short time ago in connection with the murder of graduate student Annie Lay. Police Chief James Lewis wouldn't go into specifics, but did suggest a possible motive.
This is not about urban crime. It's not about university crime. It's not about domestic crime, but an issue of workplace violence.
Lay was suffocated, her body stuffed behind the basement wall in the medical building where she and Clark worked. A Yale medical student tells the CBS News Early Show.
The rooms in the basement were soundproof, so even if Annie had been screaming, nobody would have been able to hear her.
Or could be arraigned later today or tomorrow. 30 minutes from now, President Obama is expected to sound the death knell for a proposed European missile shield. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
In a major strategy adjustment, the administration is replacing the planned Eastern European missile shield with what's described as a more flexible plan to respond to any Iranian threat. Arms expert David Wright says the decision follows an administration assessment.
The administration realized that the technology for the defense system simply hasn't been tested and is not going to be a technical solution to this.
A U.S. official says the policy change was driven by intelligence assessments of Iran's missile range and improved U.S. missile defense. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Builders are building again. The government says housing starts hit a nine-month high in August. Economist Stuart Hoffman calls that a very good sign.
Housing starts have hit bottom. We are seeing builders being a bit more optimistic, digging a few more foundations, and the housing market, which has been a huge drag on the economy for the past 3 years, is now finally turning up.
And the number of first-time unemployment insurance claims fell by 12,000 last week. Try as you might, you just can't avoid being exposed to lead, arsenic, and other potentially harmful chemicals. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. How widespread is the problem, Steve?
Well, the Ecology Center, known for testing kids' toys, has now investigated more than 5,000 common products using a gadget that looks like a pricing gun.
It can tell you exactly what elements are in there and at what concentrations.
Among the information on HealthyStuff.org, lead found in 75% of women's handbags, many above safe levels for kids who might chew on them, lower levels in things like car seats and chew toys for dogs. Frank?
A first-of-its-kind government survey found that 8 million adults over 18 thought about suicide in the past year, and 1 million tried to kill themselves. Catherine Power heads the Center for Mental Health Services.
People need to just have an opportunity to get over that period of time when they're thinking about self-destruction. There are really effective interventions that can help people.
The latest terrorist attack in Afghanistan has taken the lives of 6 Italian soldiers and 10 Afghan civilians. The suicide bomber used his car to ram an Italian military convoy. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 36 points. This is CBS News.
You've just purchased a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. You feel in command. Intuitive in-dash technologies enable your every move. You feel empowered turning the ignition. Over 100 years of engineering prowess and racing heritage spring to life. You feel smart as you realize you got all this at an absolutely incredible price. Backed by a rigorous inspection process, limited factory-backed warranty coverage for up to 5 years and 100,000 total vehicle miles, and now 3 months Sirius satellite radio. Hurry in for 1.99% financing on select certified pre-owned models, only available at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Certified pre-owned by Mercedes-Benz. How will it make you feel?
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program and certified pre-owned limited warranty details. Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval. Sirius U.S. service available only in the contiguous U.S. and D.C. 3 months Sirius satellite radio service included on vehicles already equipped.
Check out our exciting model lineup by visiting your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer or visit us today at mbusa.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. He says he's innocent.
I have nothing to do with Al-Qaeda and any link or anything with Al-Qaeda.
Apparently, the feds don't believe Najib Al-Azazi, spending several hours last night searching his apartment and forcing a number of his neighbors out of their homes. Zazi is suspected of having ties to Al-Qaeda. People living in the Vista apartments in Aurora have now been allowed to return home. Police say a Yale University lab tech has been arrested in the killing of grad student Annie Lay, whose body was found stuck behind the wall of a campus building. Raymond Clark's bond is set at $3 million. The H1N1 flu is hitting a school in Colorado Springs pretty hard. Almost 40% of the students at Cesar Chavez Academy are sick with what's presumed to be swine flu. 5 teachers and 86 students stayed home yesterday. In sports, the Rockies beat the Giants last night 4-3. That puts them 3.5 games up in front of the wild card race. The Rockies are off today. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
All right, we're getting word of a motorcycle accident. This is northbound 225 right around Mississippi. Sounds like he's in the median, catching a lot of looks. We're also seeing delays for southbound I-25 as you're coming in from Thornton and North Glen, pretty much just after 120th as you're making your way towards 84th. In the foothills, we've got an accident on 285 near Turkey Creek Road. That's just west to C-470. Sounds like there's a bunch of emergency crews on scene of that one. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day, a high of about 76 degrees, cool in the overnight low, dropping down to 51, currently 54. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, keep your Toyota running like a Toyota with regularly scheduled maintenance every 5,000 miles. Your neighborhood Toyota dealers are your one-stop shop for all your repair needs. Get the right service at the right price from the right people. Toyota, moving forward.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off all LG appliances of $398 or more, plus get instant...
Hey! Good news! New comedy tonight on NBC. Oh, wait. Come to think of it, we're gonna need some music here. It's the premiere of The Office, and Jim and Pam have a major baby situation. Okay, let's kick it up with some sound effects. And then it's the premiere of the new comedy Community. It's got Joel McHale and Chevy Chase, but then the Jay Leno Show. And of course, the night starts off with the premieres of SNL Weekend Update Live and Parks and Recreation. It's Thursday, 8, 7 Central, NBC.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
806 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin, going up into the high 70s today. Nice forecast for the weekend. Just wanted to update you on that story that I promised earlier. Teen birth rates higher in highly religious states. U.S. states whose residents have more conservative religious beliefs on average tend to have higher rates of teenagers giving birth, says a new study from Drexel University College of Medicine and the University of Pittsburgh. The relationship could be due to the fact that communities with such religious beliefs, a literal interpretation of the Bible, for instance, may frown upon contraception, researchers say. If that same culture isn't successfully discouraging teen sex, the pregnancy and birth rates rise. Mississippi topped the list for conservative religious beliefs and teen birth rates, according to the study results, which will be detailed in a forthcoming medical journal. Interesting study. You can find that at livescience.com. We've been talking about racism and in the national political debate, in the conservative opposition to President Obama. And we're going to get back to that discussion. But race, you know, is also a factor in public policies, whether you want to admit it or not, whether the right wing is offended by us talking about that or not. And on the line with us now, we have Andrew Jacobovics of the Center for American Progress. They've released a new report, a very provocative report, essentially asserting that the banks that are receiving billions and billions and billions of dollars in taxpayer-sponsored bailouts are really not respecting fair lending practices. Andrew, tell us exactly what the study finds.
So basically, we looked at mortgages that were originated back in 2006 using some federally available data, and we analyzed the likelihood of borrowers based on race to get higher priced mortgages. These are mortgages that are at least 3 percentage points, have APRs at least 3 percentage points above a treasury note of the same length. So like a 30-year mortgage, you'd compare it to a 30-year treasury. And so these higher priced mortgages, we found that on average, African Americans and Hispanics were about three times as likely as whites to be given higher priced mortgages.
Now, let me stop you here just so everybody understands what you're saying. That by a higher priced mortgage, you're talking about a mortgage that costs more for the consumer. So you're basically saying that that African Americans and Latinos are three times more likely to be charged inflated costs for mortgages. Is that basically right?
That's basically right. So one of the things, obviously, is that in theory, banks should be adjusting the price that they charge a borrower based on the risk that that borrower poses, right? If they think that you're less likely to pay it back, they're going to want to get more out of you before you stop paying it off. And so that makes sense. So one of the things that we did was we looked at high-income borrowers alone. So we separated out everybody who is making at least twice the area median. So most of these folks are households reporting at least $100,000 in income or more. And that's by local area. So if you're in a high-cost place and everybody makes a lot of money, you're at least making twice what everybody else is making. And even when we looked at those high-income borrowers, that disparity in outcomes persisted. So among the high-income borrowers on the whole, whites, 10.5% of whites got higher-priced mortgages compared to 32% of blacks and 29% of Hispanics.
So you essentially, as I understand it, you took into account, in doing that, you took into account the fact that African Americans and Latinos, the populations, are disproportionately lower on the income scale.
Right.
And so you really compared apples to apples.
Right. That's why we only looked at everybody as a whole, and there are obviously wide gaps between whites and African Americans and Hispanics. But one of the arguments that could be made is, well, a larger percentage of those borrowers pose higher risks, and therefore it's reasonable to have offered them higher-priced mortgages. So we said, okay, let's look at only the folks who we would expect on balance to pose relatively low risk to the lenders.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the full set of underwriting data. We don't have credit histories. So there are lots of pieces that are missing, which is, again, why we tried to focus on the high-income borrowers as a proxy, saying, look, if you're making enough money, you're probably a relatively low risk, you know, sort of generally across the board. We wouldn't expect to find large...
You're a low mathematical risk.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, we've been talking about race on this show and the infusion of race in the political debate. And we're talking right now to Andrew Jacobovics of the Center for American Progress, their new study showing that there is that the banks receiving billions and billions and billions of dollars of taxpayer money and bailouts are not really abiding by what you might call fair lending practices, that they are actually, in many cases, charging higher mortgage interest rates disproportionately on African Americans and Latinos. And we talk a lot about the infusion of race into the political debate, but this is an issue of race in public policy. In your estimation, what is going on here? I mean, is this a case of bankers being racist? Is this a case of something else that we're not seeing? What's going on here?
It's hard to know. I think it's obviously a very complicated story. If you sort of think about it, it's not necessarily the bank itself that's doing the origination, but they've hired, you know, outside mortgage brokers, often who are working in communities, and so the mortgage brokers actually don't have any responsibility to their clients. I mean, people who go to a mortgage broker think that, okay, they're acting on my behalf, they're going to give me the best rate that they can. Well, the truth is, they're getting paid by the bank, and the higher the interest rate that they can get out of you, the more the money they make from the bank. Basically, it's not quite a kickback. It's called a yield spread premium is the term of art that they like to use. But basically, the more they can get you, more money they can get out of you, the more money the bank will give back to them.
So is it possible that what's going on here is a mix of, if I can just throw out a hypothesis, it's a mix of, at some level, banks or mortgage brokers at some points being less trustful of African Americans and Hispanics. Maybe some of it is that mortgage brokers behave with more predatory practices when they are working with African American and Latino populations. I mean, is that potentially what's going on?
I think that might be part of the story. I think also the fact is that in a lot of places, because minorities have typically been underserved by traditional banks, that you've got these mortgage brokers coming in, and borrowers don't necessarily know that they may have alternative options. And so they don't necessarily know to ask the right questions when they go in for a mortgage to say, you know, can you do better? I think they sort of assume that, you know, the person sitting on the other side of the table is working on their behalf and therefore are going to give them the best rates that they can, not necessarily knowing what's really the sort of the economics behind it. And so that's certainly part of it. And then the question becomes, well, the banks themselves that are ultimately, you know, originating these mortgages and are responsible for them, they have these fair lending obligations. And the truth is the Federal Reserve, which has oversight, the other regulators, pretty much seem to have looked the other way. There are very few enforcement actions of fair lending laws. And our real concern now, as we're starting to talk about reforming the financial sector, talking about a consumer financial protection agency, that it's really important to have a stand-up agency that's really focused on protecting the consumers in all of this, because the regulators that theoretically have the oversight really have failed to enforce any of these sorts of these violations.
Well, and obviously that leads into my final question for you. We're talking to Andrew Jakubowicz of the Center for American Progress. Their new study out this week using government data and banking data to show that minority communities are being charged disproportionately high mortgage rates, and in particular at banks that are being subsidized by American taxpayers. That's the key here. This is American taxpayer money going to subsidize what's going on. So with that in mind, what are the solutions to this? I mean, what we should, as a government, as a society, have leverage over the banks that are being underwritten by our money. So what, if we use that leverage, what should we use it to do?
Well, so I think it's just to be clear, the data that we looked at was 2006 data. We don't know if these practices are going on still, but because it raises significant.
It's the same institution. It's the same institutions, though.
Right, and the question. Right, the question is, have they changed their spots or their stripes simply because they've now got government money? And I think before we allow these banks to pay back the money to the government, that the Special Inspector General for TARP go in and do a thorough evaluation of their lending practices. Because keep in mind that while the banks have gotten these huge bailouts from the taxpayers, they have to pay dividends, or basically interest rate, back to the taxpayers as long as that money is outstanding. So these banks want to pay this stuff back as fast as possible. I think it's time for us to say, hang on, we want to make sure that your books are clean and that your practices are fair before we let you get out from under this, you know, this basically have to pay 5% a year. And if you're talking about billions of dollars in bailouts, that's not an insignificant amount of money either for the banks nor for the taxpayers. And so I think that from that perspective, it's important to basically keep a close eye on current lending practices. And before we let them get out scot-free, we make sure that they're doing the right thing with our dollars.
You can find the study at www.americanprogress.org. Again, we've been talking about race and the way it impacts our political debate. This is a new study about the way race may be playing into the use of your taxpayer money through the bailout and the way banks who are receiving that taxpayer money are charging higher mortgage rates to people of color. Andrew Jakubowicz of the Center for American Progress, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
8:17 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, I'll fill you in on a story just off the wire. George Clooney saying he would prefer a televised prostate exam to something that most of us are now doing. That's right. George Clooney saying he would prefer to have his own prostate exam broadcast on national TV rather than do something most of us today are doing. It's a pretty crazy story. Then we'll get back to your calls about the hot topic of the morning. Jimmy Carter's comments, race, is it fueling the backlash to President Obama? Stick around. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, new crash northbound 225 at Mississippi. Parker Road is where you're going to start hitting the delays, actually back around where the spillway starts. Southbound side also heavy there from I-70 to Mississippi, again from Parker Road down to 25. So it looks like the whole southbound side is stacked from I-70 to the tech center. Also crash on westbound I-70 near Quebec. Crash in the backups at Havana, so that's becoming a mess there on the Denver Aurora border there. Also got crash 285 near Turkey Creek Road, and also surface street accidents, Hamden, westbound side, just west of Wadsworth, one at 44th and Sheridan, and a multi-vehicle accident on Alameda near Havana.
The forecast today, mostly sunny, mild with highs in the upper to mid-70s. Breezy tonight with an overnight low of 50. Right now we're at 57 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't miss UFC 103, Franklin versus Belfort.
Just look at her over there. She thinks she's so much better than us.
Just because she came from Creekside Tree Nursery, she must think we don't notice her smooth, silky leaves.
Her flashy fall color.
Oh no, she's looking this way.
Hey girl, looking good.
A gorgeous, healthy tree or shrub from Creekside Tree Nursery is the talk of the neighborhood. End of summer is the time to plant, and Northeast Boulder is the location. Find directions to Creekside Tree Nursery at creeksideboulder.com.
Putting the magic into Urban Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center is working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Listen to this. There's a free service. It's called eHealth. Now, they're not an insurance carrier. You just go online to eHealthMarket.com, and you can see affordable health plans side by side. You can sort them by price or benefits and find one you can afford. And the information is free. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. Everyone has different needs, but at eHealth, the average family can find plans for a lot less than you think. Look, if you need quality health insurance you can afford, don't wait. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com. Once more, that's eHealthMarket.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off all LG appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haulaway, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates. An innovative new LG appliance more affordable than ever, thanks to 10% off LG appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through September 23rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
Ever notice that we're becoming a smaller is better society? TVs are thinner, our cell phones are tiny, and if you want better fuel efficiency, you drive a CSX freight train. A train that moves one ton of goods 436 miles on a single gallon of fuel. And since CSX is constantly improving fuel efficiency, that number will keep growing. Maybe smaller isn't always better. To learn more, go to CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Ed Schultz, mornings at 10.
My brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman, afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
George Clooney prefers prostate exams over Facebook. That's the headline in People News, People Magazine right now. Don't expect to see Facebook friend George Clooney anytime soon. One of the world's sexiest men, according to People Magazine, would rather undergo an intrusive medical procedure than be your pal on the internet. Quote, I would rather have a prostate exam on live television by a guy with very cold hands than have a Facebook page, Clooney quipped to reporters at the Toronto International Film Festival on Saturday. So I guess if George Clooney ever is going to have a Facebook page, we can all expect to see his prostate exam on television. No thank you. All right, we're going to go back to our topic of the morning here. Jimmy Carter saying that race is playing a major role in the backlash to President Obama. And Carter's comments generating a lot of controversy. Listen to them here. He's talking about the really what I think is the elephant in the room.
I think an overwhelming portion of the intensely demonstrated animosity toward President Barack Obama is based on the fact that he is a black man, that he's African American. I live in the South, and I've seen the South come a long way, and I've seen the rest of the country that shared the South's attitude toward minority groups at that time, particularly African Americans. That racism inclination still exists. And I think it's bubbled up to the surface because of a belief among many white people, not just in the South but around the country, that African Americans are not qualified to lead this great country. It's an abominable circumstance and grieves me and concerns me very deeply.
Now what the conservative movement is doing is saying that Carter is saying that everybody who opposes Barack Obama is a racist, which of course is not what Carter said. He said, you gotta listen to his language carefully. He said he believes an overwhelming portion of the intensely demonstrated animosity towards President Obama is based on the fact that he is a black man. Now, it depends, of course, how you define the term intensely demonstrated animosity. Does that mean everybody who opposes President Obama is part of those who are intensely demonstrating animosity? I don't think so. Does that mean that there was intensely demonstrated animosity towards President Obama, for instance, this weekend in Washington, D.C.? People carrying around Confederate flags, people saying go back to Africa? Absolutely. And I think you are willfully dishonest. You are deliberately dishonest. You are deliberately playing dumb if you claim that that is not true. And I know it's controversial that Carter has said this because he's a former president, but I don't see how you can see it any other way. I don't see how you can say that he's not accurate. I mean, I was on CNN, by the way, with the chairman of the Florida Republican Party, not exactly a liberal, who said, I am not going to sit here and deny that there is not some racism out there. The question is whether you think this is a deliberate strategy. Is this a deliberate strategy from conservative leaders? Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, they are playing sort of a two-sided game here. At once claiming, hey, we're not racist. How dare liberals say that we're racist? Meanwhile, they're calling Obama a racist, or even worse. Listen to this.
This is the Media Matters Minute. I'm Ben Fischel.
Conservative leaders Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh seem to forget they are being recorded. Listen as Fox News' Beck rants against false cries of racism, just months after calling the president a racist.
False cries of racism, because racism is real. It's kind of like when somebody cries fire.
This president, I think, has exposed himself as a guy who has a deep-seated hatred for white people. This guy is, I believe, a racist.
Meanwhile, Limbaugh swears he never compared Obama or Democrats to Nazis, just months after comparing them to Nazis.
I never called him a Nazi. That's what his people are calling us. Adolf Hitler, like Barack Obama, also ruled by dictate. It is liberalism that's the closest you can get to Nazism and socialism. It's all bundled up under the socialist banner.
For these stories and more, visit MediaMatters.org.
So, you see the game that they're playing. They're calling Obama a racist, they're calling liberals Nazis, and then claiming that they're not. What do you think? Do you think Jimmy Carter's right? I think he's right. 303-713-7600 is the number. We'll go to the phones. Let's go to Tom in Evergreen. Tom, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David.
Hey there.
You know, I've always been reluctant to just throw around the term racism or to say that some event is racist because I think it dilutes real egregious, you know, true egregious racism. But in this case, I think there's no denying that it's going on. It seems like it's a little more subtle than usual. You don't, you know, we're not hearing the N-word getting thrown around. And that's, and I think that the dog whistle term that you're using is apt. It's like, it's sort of like a neo-racism that's maybe more broadly acceptable in society. But
well, the legacy of the 60s, along with the civil rights laws, which were obviously really important, was to drive racism, and some people call it racism 2.0, was to drive it a little bit more underground, but not necessarily defang it. In the sense, and what I mean is that rhetorically, you have to listen more closely for it. But to deny that it's there is, I think, ridiculous. I mean, I certainly think, you know, you take the sequence of attacks on Obama. And I you take any one of the examples out and hold it up unto itself, and you can say, this has nothing to do with race, right? I mean, this is exactly what the right does, right? He's a Muslim. He's not from the United States.
Right.
He's, you know, is really Kenyan. He was trained in a madrasis.
Yeah.
He's surrounded by black nationalists. The one guy we're going to go after in the mid-level staffer in the White House is a guy who comes out of progressive movement politics and civil rights politics, Van Jones. Oh, but you pull out any one of those and you say, no, that has nothing to do with race. That has nothing to do with race. But you have to put it all together. That's what dog whistle politics is.
Well, and here's the thing. It is getting more blatant. And the main reason I called was to ask if you guys had heard the latest from Rush Limbaugh, which you haven't played yet. And I tried to hook up Turk with the link. But
yeah, we have it. And we're going to get it loaded up here. And after the break, we'll play it, the Limbaugh clip about the video showing some African-American teenagers on a bus beating up or punching a white student. And beyond that situation, the real controversy about that situation is what Rush Limbaugh said. You're absolutely right. And thanks for flagging it for us, man. I really appreciate it.
You bet.
Hey, Tom, thanks for the call, man.
All right, yep.
Let's go to Bruce in Denver. Bruce, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
All right.
Listen, first off, I'm a middle-aged white guy, and it's easy for us to suggest there is no racism, you know, because I grew up in a very segregated area of Chicago, and I've seen massive changes that take place there. I don't live there, obviously, anymore, but I'm just curious because I've never considered Obama to be a black man, multicultural, and that's a separate topic, obviously, that could be discussed ad nauseum. But I'll tell you, I'm an independent, and I find this whole discussion about race to be very interesting because it's driving folks like myself, and I know a lot of people, over to the Republican side because I have grave concerns about what this administration is doing. It has nothing to do with race, and I understand.
But wait, I just a point of clarification. You said the discussion of race in particular is driving you to the right.
I'm saying the suggestions, and they seem to be fairly pernicious and accelerating, that if you oppose Obama administration policy, that somewhere in there there's a racial element.
I don't, but again, I think that is a talking point from the people who are actually engaging in racism. And here's what I mean. I think if you look honestly at the situation, you can say there are people who oppose Barack Obama's policies on policy grounds, on philosophical grounds, and there are people who oppose Barack Obama who oppose him because they are Republicans and they don't like Democrats. And there are people who oppose him who don't like that there's an African-American who's president. And by the way, there are people, some people fit two of those three categories. Some people fit one of those three categories. Some people fit three of those three categories. What I'm saying to you is that the people who are engaging most blatantly in the third one, in really race baiting, and we'll play that Rush Limbaugh clip where it's really blatant race baiting. Those people, what they do to defend themselves is then say that what Jimmy Carter is saying, or what I'm saying, or what progressives are saying by speaking out honestly about it, are saying that everybody who opposes Obama is a racist, which is not what anybody's saying. I mean, nobody is actually saying that.
But that's the message, because they're focusing on a fringe, on a very small set.
Yeah, but
in every political movement, you know that.
But dude, the fringe is Rush Limbaugh has 14 million listeners. Glenn Beck has 3 million viewers a night on Fox News. They may be the fringe, but it's not like I'm me, David Sirota, on AM 760. As much as I'd like to think that we're a huge, you know, force of politics, I mean, I'm not stupid, right? I'm not the one who's forcing race into this debate. When Rush Limbaugh says that a video of African-American teenagers beating up a white kid is proof positive of, you know, a black uprising spurred on by Obama's America, you know, I'm not the one shoving race into the debate. And so all I'm saying to you is I hope you would consider the idea that the people who were really stirring the pot from the beginning, the people who were saying Obama's not American, he's Muslim, he should go back to Africa, he is spurring, you know, black on white violence, that those people defend themselves by saying anybody who says, hey, wait a minute, there's a racial element to this. It's not the only thing, but there's a racial element to this. They defend themselves by saying, you're just saying everybody who opposes Obama is a racist, which is not what I've heard anybody say. I mean, I literally have not heard anyone say that. And I think that, unfortunately, when they say that, it plays right back into their feedback loop, which is to stir up white anger at Obama. I mean, that's exactly what you're saying. You're saying that, look, you may oppose Obama on his philosophical grounds. You don't like his health care proposal. That's fine. No one's saying you're a racist for that. If you start carrying around a Confederate flag and telling him to go back to Africa, you know, I might say that, hey, you should think about what you're really trying to tap into.
I think you're all wrong, though. That I think there is a link between the two. I mean, some time this morning reading, catching up on columns. I read Joe Klein's article this morning, a number of other ones that say, yes, it is about race. And they tie that idea enough, those that oppose his policies, that I believe they are linking the two.
Well, can I ask you a quick question? I got to get a break, but I just got to ask you this quick question. Do you think that the double standard, that the fact that a lot of these conservative protesters were not protesting President Bush on the very same priorities that they say they care about, and which President Bush was worse on? They say they care about the trampling of the Constitution. They say they care about overspending. Don't you think the fact that they weren't protesting President Bush and they are protesting vociferously President Obama suggests that there's something else going on?
I think that do I think that's possible? It's a small possibility. I think it's more about party affiliation.
Well, by the way, I don't disagree with you. That's exactly what I said. I think that there is that you can explain the double standard by two things: extreme partisanship, and I think some people you can explain it by the fact that he is an African American. Look, we have exit polls from places like Pennsylvania and Ohio saying that 15 or 17% of the public who voted against Obama said race was a factor in their vote. Is that everybody? No. But that is some people. Thanks for the call. 8:37, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got a few accidents to let you know about. Northbound 225 at Mississippi, the brutal one. Going to be hard to get from the tech center into Aurora, beginning around the spillway. Southbound side also sluggish there. Colfax down to the side of that crash. Some curiosity slowing there. Also, accidents westbound I-70, one at Quebec, another in the backups at Havana. And out in the foothills, still got a crash on 285 near Morrison, Turkey Creek Road. That had some pretty big delays, but it looks like it's starting to loosen up just a little bit for you. And all those surface street crashes have been cleaned up as well. Your forecast today should be dry and sunny, seasonal. Look for a high around 78 degrees. Our current downtown temperature, 59. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Mario, and today AM760 is brought to you by Discovery Outsourcing.
Colorado Tourism Office. Plan your fall getaway today with deals on food, lodging, and attractions at HotDealsColorado.com.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, the anti-immigrant folks are locking on.
The game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Tyson Anytizers and DiGiorno Pizza cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com are your destination for late model Corvette sales and service in Colorado. Large Corvette showroom, great Corvette service. Buy your next new or used Corvette from people who care. DenverCorvette.com is PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Save money and the air. Register today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance at AirCareColorado.com. Regular upkeep helps reduce air pollution and saves you money at the pump. Brought to you by EnviroTest, AirCare Colorado, Sportique Scooters, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition. Maintenance, the smart thing to do.
Been looking for Pandora jewelry? Look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared on September 18th, 19th, or 20th and get a Pandora bracelet free with each $100 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
Bones, only on the new Fox Thursday.
It all starts tonight at 7 on Fox 31, followed by Fox 31 News at 9.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off all LG appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haulaway, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates. An innovative new LG appliance more affordable than ever, thanks to 10% off LG appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through September 23rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Rudy Giuliani. I'd like to invite you to join me at the Get Motivated Business Seminar on Tuesday, October 13th, for a day you will never forget. I will be speaking live and in person along with America's number one motivator, Zig Ziglar, former First Lady Laura Bush, inspirational speaker Dr. Robert Shuler, legendary NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Terry Bradshaw, author of Get Motivated Tamara Lowe, soldier statesman General Colin Powell, and the all-time comeback champion John Elway. You'll learn leadership strategies, business skills, time management, communication skills, and much, much more. That's Tuesday, October 13th at the Pepsi Center in Denver. And it's only $19 for you and your whole office to attend if you call now. Not per person, but $19 for everyone. Call 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. Or go to getmotivated.com. I'll be there. I want to see you there, too.
You wouldn't buy your knickers without trying them on, would you? So don't purchase a home without checking the sewer system. Blimey, you could have all sorts of loo problems. As a member of the Tom Martino referral list, let the chaps at Drain Solvers camera your sewer lines for $79. Only $79 to see if your sewer is spot on and root free. You'll thank those blokes with every sweet flush. So before you purchase your new home, call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Now, it's hard for me to believe you can listen to this clip of Rush Limbaugh and continue to insist, not that everybody who opposes Barack Obama is a racist. I don't think that, and I don't think anybody's saying that. But it's hard for me to believe you can listen to this clip of Rush Limbaugh and say that conservative leaders, people who speak to and for millions and millions of conservatives, aren't trying to make this debate about race. Now listen to this clip from Rush Limbaugh. He's talking about this video that appeared on the Drudge Report showing some teenage African-American kids punch a teenage white kid. Here's what Limbaugh said about this.
Greetings, my friends. Well, it's Obama's America, is it not? Obama's America. White kids getting beat up on school buses now. I mean, you put your kids on a school bus, you expect safety. But in Obama's America, the white kids now get beat up with the black kids cheering, yay, right on, right on, right on, right on. And, of course, everybody said, oh, the white kid deserved it. He was born a racist. He's white. Newsweek magazine told us this. We know that white students are destroying civility on buses, white students destroying civility in classrooms all over America, white congressmen destroying civility in the House of Representatives. I mean, we can redistribute students while we redistribute their parents' wealth. I mean, we can just redistribute everything. Just return the white students to their rightful place, their own bus, with bars on the windows and armed guards. They're racist. They get what they deserve. Newsweek magazine told us this. Post-racial America. I mean, I wonder if Obama's going to come to the defense of the assailants the way he did his friend Skip Gates up there at Harvard. I mean, the assailants are presumed innocent due to the white racism we all know runs rampant in America. I mean, to drive-by media is ginning up all this criticism of Obama again today. It's all based in racism. The criticism of Obama's health care plan or whatever, it's all based in racism.
Well, you see how...
And so, you know, if he's going to apologize for America, Obama needs to apologize for the right reasons. White Americans are racists who have created what they call free markets that really just enslave the rest of America and her trading partners. I mean, it was white Americans that ran off Van Jones. Let's just follow Eric Holder's advice and not be cowards about all this. Let's have an open conversation, an honest conversation about all of our typical white grandmothers. You had one, I had one, Obama had one. They're racists just like our students are.
Now, you see how brilliant that is? I mean, that is so, I mean, Joseph Goebbels himself would listen to that and marvel at it. I say that because... Listen to what he did. I mean, what he did was, first he cited the video of a couple African-American teenagers punching a white teenager on a school bus to say that is Obama's America, black kids beating up white kids. And then he immediately turned around and said anybody who criticizes Obama, liberals are portraying as racist. I mean, that is such... manipulative propaganda to at one point say, at the beginning say, that a random video suggests that quote-unquote Obama's America is epitomized by black children beating up white children, and then immediately attacking anybody who says that Limbaugh and his ilk are trying to inject race into the conversation by saying that everybody is saying any opposition to Obama is racist. It is unbelievable, and yet it's so typical. I don't understand how you can listen to that and then listen to Jimmy Carter say that the most intense and angry opposition to Obama is trying to tap into a racist backlash. I don't understand that. I don't understand how you can listen to that and think that Carter is being controversial, that what Carter's saying is not true. 303-700 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Vince in Commerce City. Vince, you're on AM 760.
How are you doing, big guy?
I'm doing well.
I heard that. You know, it is sad. First off, it is the elephant in the room, is what, as I told John. But I saw that clip yesterday morning, and I'll be honest with you, the first thing that I thought, Dave, was, how's this going to affect Obama? No way that it should have, no reason why I probably should have thought it, but I knew that that mugging, and it was horrific. I was sickened by it, and I am African-American.
You're saying the video that Limbaugh is referring to.
The video he's referring to. I saw it yesterday morning on the Today Show, and I went, oh, my God. And, you know, I felt for the student. Obviously, I'm glad that an African-American student stood up and put a stop to it. There were six other white students on that bus. The kid was asked that he.
It was absolutely. It was obviously awful. I mean, nobody could look at that video and applaud it.
Right, but I knew that Obama would have, you know, that there would be a connection to it, no different than Kanye West when he took the mic the other day.
And that's a really good point. Can I just add something before I'll let you continue?
Right.
But somebody also made the point that. When everything in the media that deals with African Americans and African American controversy is then somehow connected to Obama, that unto itself suggests that white America, that it's not African Americans who are injecting race into the debate, it's white establishment voices like Rush Limbaugh. I mean, I'll give you one other example. Do you remember when Obama went on the Meet the Press? It was at when he was running for president, and Tim Russert asked him a question about a statement, a random statement that Harry Belafonte had made about, I think it was about Hugo Chavez. The idea being, you don't ask any other presidential candidate about what Harry Belafonte, not exactly a major political powerhouse, no disrespect to Harry Belafonte, but the one guy you're going to ask a question to about that, the one presidential candidate you're going to ask a question to about that is Barack Obama. And again, everything that happens involving, in any controversial way, any African Americans at all, suddenly the right wing, which claims, hey, we're not trying to inject race into the debate, suddenly the right wing is trying to say it's all Obama's problem.
They take it right there. It's something that, you know, that I'm 53. And it's like the gangbangers or whatever, way back when it was really bad. And basically, the African American was being judged by a bunch of idiots out there shooting each other up. And I'm talking about teenagers. So as a grown man, I'm being defined
mm-hmm.
by that group of people. And so to say that this thing does not have the element of race in it, and the sad thing, it's not just the right-wing media that really jumps on this, and they just throw it right into the ring as part of the argument. But when they covered the demonstrations last week, there was a lot of signage out there.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody chose to shoot Obama in caricature of blackface.
Oh, yeah.
And all that. Somebody chose to shoot this.
You're absolutely right. It's not just the right-wing media. That's true. What the right-wing media does, I mean, you've got the traditional media. I gave you the example of Tim Russert, the ultimate establishment journalist, trying to tie Obama to a Harry Belafonte comment a couple of years ago. It is the establishment media that tries to connect everything that involves any African Americans at all to Obama in a way that deals with race. It was the whole Henry Louis Gates thing, right? I mean, all of a sudden that became a giant proxy for a race debate connected to Obama. What the conservative media does on top of that, and this is what's so pernicious, is that they then, when Obama respond to that, they then say that progressives and Obama are saying that anybody who opposes Obama or Democrats is racist. which further fuels the persecution complex, the white persecution complex. Oh, Obama represents somebody who is trying to help African Americans wage a war on white America. This is back to the old 1980s post-civil rights era white backlash that if you deny happened, you are frankly crazy. I'm not saying you're doing that, Vince. Thanks for the call, man. 852 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Speaking of race, I'm going to fill you in after the break on how this is playing out right here in our Colorado gubernatorial race. Remember, all of these issues have a very, very local angle. And one of the leading candidates for the Republican nomination for governor of Colorado has stuck his foot into what I think will become, or could become, and certainly has become in the past, a racialized debate using all of the same themes we're talking about this morning. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got a new crash northbound I-25 at Alameda. So you folks trying to get from the Tech Center into downtown Denver, going to find some problems there around Downing Street, maybe extending up to around University now. Also in the cleanup phase, a crash northbound 225. That one involves a motorcycle at Mississippi. Delays back past Parker Road. And still working that crash out on 285 at Turkey Creek Road there near Morrison. Rest of the drive starting to improve for us. No longer jams on C-470. We do see some heavier volumes, though, on westbound 36 out to Wadsworth. Forecast, mostly sunny, mild highs in the mid to upper 70s. Breezy tonight with an overnight low of 50. Right now, 60 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee a year to ensure the highest quality beans for your cup. All that for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price go to participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
I had my hesitations about reporting my boss, but in the end, I knew it was the right thing to do. I really did like the fact that my reporting software piracy stayed confidential.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
How would you like to cut your payroll by 80%? Or maybe you don't have a payroll, but could use a smart assistant a few times a day for important clients or new business. How about having that assistant available all day, but only pay for when you really wanted them? What I'm describing is an intelligent assistant a la carte from Intelligent Office. You'll tell them how to do the warm and fuzzy your way. They'll do scheduling, screening, intakes, or even find you, but only when necessary. No work, no charge. 80% of new business goes to the 20% who meet expectations on the first call right now. Cut out the fat. We'll make you money and save you money. Intelligent assistants a la carte, only at intelligentoffice.com. Use only what you want and pay only for what you need. There are intelligent offices all over North America doing this every day for 12,000 businesses just like yours. Intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000. That's 447-9000.
Only 45. Are you trying to tell me something?
Well, no, honey, you look fine, but she looks like she's 35. She doesn't have any wrinkles.
You're not helping.
Maybe those women with smooth, younger-looking skin didn't get good skin genes. Maybe they got a free trial of hydroxytone. Clinically proven hydroxytone has three of the top anti-aging ingredients in one jar. So it's easy to erase the appearance of wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make your frown lines disappear from view. If you want to take years off your appearance faster than you ever thought possible, call now for your risk-free trial of hydroxytone. For a limited time, you can try it before you buy it. Call 1-800-500-1189. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Get your risk-free trial at 1-800-500-1189. That number again is 1-800-500-1189.
Are you receiving monthly checks from a lawsuit you won? Are you having trouble paying your bills every month because the settlement money you're getting just isn't enough? Well, there is a way you can get the cash you need now in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. Find out how you can turn your future structured settlement payments into the cash you need now to get free of your credit card debt, to meet your rising mortgage payments, to pay your medical bills and other expenses. If you're receiving payments from a lawsuit, Call Peachtree Settlement Funding. For your free information, call now 1-800-200-2401. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now, so why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. That's 1-800-200-2401. 1-800-200-2401.
8:57 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. How is race to play in the political climate here in Colorado? Remember, we were talking about the Governor Ritter's plan for the early release program and how that has been used so many times by Republicans in the past to racialize political debates, to Willie Hortonize political debates. And this is just off the press release wire from the Republicans. State Senate Leader Josh Penry, who is running for governor as a Republican, said the governor's plan to release violent prisoners early is ill-conceived and reckless. There's no way to dress this one up. It's ready, aim, fire decision-making from Bill Ritter, and the prison release plan should be pulled off the table immediately. So you can bet that that is, I think, going to potentially Willie Hortonize the race for governor here in Colorado. I really hope it doesn't, but this press release is pretty scathing. All right, stick around. After the break, I want to fill you in on this new study about how climate may affect your beer, and we're going to get Ed Perlmutter, Congressman Ed Perlmutter, into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo to talk about the race issue, the health care, and more. Stick around.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your iPhone.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them, and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
Inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Care at 303-293-3733.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. President Obama says it no longer fits the strategic picture. He's abandoning a plan pushed by his predecessor to establish a missile defense system in Eastern Europe. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer has the story from the White House.
It is a major defense strategy change.
Our new missile defense architecture in Europe will provide stronger, smarter, and swifter defenses of American forces and America's allies.
President Obama has ordered what's described as a more flexible system to respond to any Iranian missile threat to Eastern Europe. A reassessment of the Bush-era missile shield plan found that Iran has a more limited missile range, and U.S. defenses have improved. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
The man described as a person of interest has now been arrested in the murder of a Yale grad student, Annie Lay. WCBS reporter Paul Murnane has more from New Haven.
Questions about the investigation, including whether there's a DNA match, remain as the arrest warrant for Raymond Clark is under seal. The Yale lab technician's arrest at a motel south of Hartford went real quick, in the words of a state police official. New Haven Police Chief James Lewis says the crime speaks about issues of violence on the job.
This was not a street crime. It was not a domestic crime. It was a workplace crime.
Yale's president says the university is relieved and encouraged by developments, and there's nothing in Clark's work history to indicate involvement in such a crime might be possible. Paul Murnane, CBS News, New Haven, Connecticut.
New bloodshed in Afghanistan. Authorities in Kabul say at least 10 civilians and 6 Italian soldiers have been killed in a suicide car bomb blast aimed at a NATO convoy. An Afghan commission has confirmed a U.S. airstrike on 2 hijacked fuel tankers earlier this month killed 30 civilians, along with 69 Taliban fighters. At least 11 people have been killed in an attack on a Somali base housing African Union peacekeepers. Insurgents say the suicide attack was in revenge for a U.S. commando operation that killed an Al-Qaeda operative. Well, Florida authorities are investigating who have been investigating a string of horse killings have made an arrest. CBS News correspondent Peter King with details.
Police say they got a tip that a man was planning to slaughter a horse Tuesday night, then sell the meat. Investigators say 18-year-old Luis Cordero offered another man $2,000 to help him. The second man was wired for sound. Police recorded the conversation. They say Cordero has admitted killing at least one of 17 horses that have been slaughtered in South Florida this year. They're not sure if all or any of the cases are related.
The housing picture brightened in August as construction climbed to its highest level in 9 months. A steep increase in apartment building offset a drop in single-family construction. Economist Stuart Hoffman says the Commerce Department report is a definite plus.
Housing starts have hit bottom. We are seeing builders being a bit more optimistic.
And the Labor Department says first-time jobless claims fell last week, even though the total number of people getting benefits increased. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 28 points. This is CBS News.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-400-0907. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-400-0907. That's 1-800-400-0907. 1-800-400-0907.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Federal agents are expected to continue questioning an Aurora man today after saying he may be linked to Al-Qaeda. Najib Al-Azazi has not been arrested and denies that he's a central figure in the investigation. The former Speaker of the Colorado House is now officially a candidate for the United States Senate. Andrew Romanoff is challenging appointed Senator Michael Bennett in the Democratic primary. Romanoff took a shot at Bennett for being selected instead of elected.
I still believe that this contest ought to be decided not by a tap on the shoulder, but by actual voters, especially the ones who actually live in Colorado.
Romanoff clearly courted the Hispanic vote in his remarks. He spoke both in English and Spanish. In sports, the Rockies beat the Giants last night 4-3. That puts them 3.5 games in front of San Francisco for the NL wild card. The Rockies are off today. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Vehicle accident northbound I-25 right around Alameda, starting to back things up as you're making your way in from the tech center. Your slowdowns start right around DU. In fact, speeds are going to drop down into the single digits. And that motorcycle crash that occurred northbound 225 at Mississippi, they're still causing some delays as you're making your way across Aurora. Now the rest of the highways are starting to recover pretty quickly. However, in the foothills, there could still be some leftover delays on 285. This is west of C-470. We had a crash there earlier today. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day with a high of about 77, 78 degrees. Cool in the overnight low, dropping down to 51. Currently, it is 63 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's Beth.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only.
Entertaining. With the recent success of movies District 9 and Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, you might be wondering, what's next? Well, there are actually three big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, The Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th. Shock news for the cast of SNL. Reports suggest that two familiar faces have been dropped from the show. Casey Wilson and Michaela Watkins, who is best known for her impersonations of Barbara Walters and Today Show co-host Hoda Kotb, will move aside for newcomers Jenny Slate and Nassim Pedrad when the 35th season begins on September 26th.
the winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Just when you thought it was safe to return to reality TV, Susan Boyle is back. But this time, she's conquering online sales charts. Her debut album, I Dreamed a Dream, is number one on Amazon.com, despite the fact that it won't be released until November. As fans rush to pre-order their copy, Boyle climbed to the top of the charts, beating competition from Whitney Houston and the Beatles.
Duracell has come to the rescue of power-hungry portable devices with their new line of instant chargers. If your gadget can be recharged via USB, it can be recharged on the go with these rechargeable pocket chargers. The best bit is the price. They only cost around $20 for the instant charger and $50 for the powerhouse model. Both provide more talk time, camera life, or ebook reading at a moment's notice.
Try to... that we pass to the Senate, we have to have it be deficit neutral. Now, in emergency situations, that isn't the case, and it also doesn't apply to, you know, the military. Now, under the Bush administration and the Republican Congress, they didn't have pay-as-you-go as their basic standard. They just did whatever they wanted to and drove up the deficit. Then with the failure of the banking system last fall, and TARP and the stimulus to try to get the economy going again, which, you know, turn out to, they look like they're going in the right direction. We went into a substantial deficit and added to the debt. I think the goal of the president, the goal of the House, is to get back on track so that we don't continue to increase the debt. Why it plays out on healthcare, which is over a 10-year period, and we're benefiting all Americans, as opposed to just the financial industry and the banking system or some other things, it's a very good question.
Is it fair to conclude?
Ed Perlmutter would like to have it be deficit neutral, but on the other hand, it's a very important matter for us, and we need to move forward with this.
Well, is it fair to conclude, as I think some people might, that when it comes to issues that affect the broad majority of Americans, many of whom do not have a seat at the political table in Washington, that's when the deficit arguments are trotted out. But when it comes to helping the financial elite or defense contractors and the like, all of a sudden nobody cares about deficits. I mean, is that too cynical?
Yes, I think that's too cynical. I think that certainly from the Republican Party, you know, they're interested in, you know, making sure that if we have to defend ourselves someplace, that doesn't matter how much it costs the Treasury. I think to keep the banking system from collapsing and our economy from collapsing, we were prepared. You know, we're talking about $900 billion over 10 years for the health system. We put $700 billion into the banking system in 1 week last year. So, you know, hopefully we get paid back some or all of what we put into the banking system, and so far we're doing okay. So that at the end of the day, that should, I hope that that's deficit neutral. But there was an emergency. We dealt with it. You know, on this front, I think that we're going to benefit lots of Americans. We're going to have a system that's much better. Deficit neutral isn't the thing that drives me on whether this bill passes or doesn't. What drives me is getting rid of the discrimination against people with prior illnesses and prior conditions, because I think it's unconstitutional and immoral. That's the key thing for me in this deal.
We're talking to Congressman Ed Perlmutter of Colorado 7th Congressional District, and let's move straight to health care now. So we're talking about health care, and as I think a lot of people thought, the debate is now moving into the final endgame, whereby people are wondering, where is the line in the sand? Is the line in the sand, are the House and Senate Democrats going to draw a line in the sand and say there has to be a public option or not? And where does the president come down? So I asked you this before a couple of weeks ago. I'll ask you this now. Where are you on drawing a line in the sand on the public option? Will you vote for a bill like, and now we have a concrete example, would you vote for a bill like Max Baucus's bill that has no public option?
Well, it seems to me you and I had a very long conversation about this last time. And for me, first and foremost, and I'll say it again, is to eliminate the discrimination against people with prior illnesses. That is the key feature for me that I think is a fundamental wrong in the system that we have today. All right? That's what's been important to me from day one on this bill. Now, what may, as it applies to public options or co-ops versus private insurance-like products, I think there needs to be a menu of options, a menu of choices, both private and public, available to small businesses and individuals. And that's what I'm going to fight for in this House of Representatives bill. But the most important point for me, David, and I got to make it clear, and I'm going to put an exclamation point behind it, because I think it's an unconstitutional, fundamentally wrong system that discriminates against people who have a prior condition through no fault of their own and can't get insurance, or they get insurance that just breaks the bank.
Two quick questions, one about politics, well, actually both really about really hardcore politics. The first, the Jimmy Carter's comments that that he thinks that race is playing a role in the angriest part of the backlash against President Obama. Your take on that?
I don't know. I guess I'm he's from the South and I'm not. And I don't think it is. I don't want it to be, but I don't know.
What about here in Colorado, the latest political news, Andrew Romanoff is going to run for the Senate. The Denver Post reported that you, and I believe it was Congresswoman DeGette, were the two members of the delegation who are not endorsing either candidate. The other members of the delegation and the governor endorsing appointed Senator Bennett. Why no endorsement from you?
Well, I want to see this play out a little bit, but both of these guys are my friends. I mean, Andrew's been a friend of mine for many, many years. Michael's a friend and has become a better friend since he's been here in Washington. I mean, somebody, I think both of them are very smart, personable gentlemen with great senses of humor who are going to be superb public servants, and I want them both in that role. So for me, it was a no-win. Good friend versus good friend, smart, capable guys with great senses of humor versus each other, and that's where I find myself.
Do you buy the argument that a contested primary, assuming this gets really competitive, do you buy the argument that a contested, really competitive Democratic primary will weaken the Colorado Democratic Party?
No, but I do know that it takes its toll, and I came through a very competitive primary myself when I ran for the 7th. And in some, there are some benefits. It gets you very ready for the general election that's coming. But on the other hand, you are fighting with friends over just the minutest kinds of differences in policy. And that's not fun, I can tell you. And it really drains you. So there are benefits to doing it, and there are losses or costs to having a primary. So, but for me, both of these guys, I want to see them serving Colorado and this nation in some capacity for a very long time.
Final question for you here, and we're talking to Congressman Ed Perlmutter of Colorado's 7th District. The financial reform, and specifically the issue of cram down. You and I talked about this months ago, the issue of letting bankruptcy judges renegotiate the terms of home loans like they're allowed to renegotiate the terms of vacation home loans and investment properties. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois says he's going to bring that bill back up. It was voted down by the Senate. This is an issue, a set of issues that you've worked on. Senator Durbin said after that bill was voted down that, quote, banks frankly own the place, meaning the place meaning Congress. Do you agree that banks have basically owned or are owning this debate over financial reform? And where are you, where do you see this debate on cram down going? Do you support the renewed effort to pass it?
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball. It's always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what. Okay, first of all, banks do not own this place. Secondly, when it comes to the whole financial reform package, there are going to be five pieces to it. Personally, I want to start with too big to fail and how we deal with institutions that are either giant or they've got into very exotic products, and that's what led to the collapse and the fact that the U.S. taxpayer had to intervene to keep the system running. So that's number one. Derivatives, you know, how much you bet, how you bet, whether you put the guys who are doing all the risk-taking off in a corner and let them just do it without bringing down the system. That's the second piece. Third piece is dealing with hedge funds. Fourth piece is dealing with agencies that sort of rate how good a company is. And fifth piece is the big consumer financial products piece. So all of those are coming through the House. We're going to have hearings and probably markups on these bills over the next 6 weeks. Now, as it applies to cramdown, you may remember Jared Polis and I held a housing forum up in Thornton about 3 weeks ago, where we really did have lenders, almost every lender was there, working with people to help them modify their loans. If they were in trouble and they needed some assistance, and we had a lot of wonderful success stories. In fact, one couple from Commerce City started crying. They were so happy as to the result, and he'd been sick and all that stuff. I mean, I almost started crying. You know, it was a success story. We passed out of the House a cram down, but with some, you know, it wasn't something where a borrower could just run amok and go to bankruptcy and jettison their loan with, you know, without any kind of cost to them. So I think the House passed something that was balanced, both as it applies to the banks and it assisted the borrowers. I don't know what Durbin's talking about in his cram down legislation.
Well, we will check in with you when that bill moves and when the entire financial reform bill moves. And I just want to return the compliment to you, Congressman Ed Perlmutter, which is that you always come on this show and you're always willing to take the hard balls that we try to throw at everybody. We're trying to play our own role here as a part of the media. And we really, really appreciate you always being willing to take the time and have a frank conversation with us. Really, it is a real rarity in American politics. I really appreciate you taking the time.
All right. Thanks, David. And next time, start off with, Ed, how are your kids? And I'll say they're great.
Are they doing okay?
They're doing well. Thank
All right.
You.
Great. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Congressman Ed Perlmutter of the Colorado 7th District, one of my favorite members of Congress. And as I said it, I really mean it, one of the few members of Congress, a few politicians who's willing to always come into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo and talk about the serious issues and take the high and tight fastballs. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You want to know how I start off my conversation with the congressman?
What'd he say?
Congressman, hey, how's the family and your kids? I did. I'm on his good side.
You are probably on his good side. I don't know. Hopefully I'm still on his good side.
The congressional brown noser, John Turk.
after the break, we'll do a Colorado news update. New poll out about the Colorado Senate race. Also, I will fill you in. I'm sorry I forgot to do this, but I will fill you in on how climate change may affect your beer. So stick
that
around.
That is important.
It is very
Seriously,
important.
Man, that is the A topic of the day.
And, you know, this is a show that cares a lot about beer.
We care about beer and beer drinkers.
We care.
We're looking out for you.
We do. And so climate change, if you drink beer, you're going to want to care about climate change. Stick around. Fill you in on that after a traffic update.
I'll do anything to protect my beer, Dave. traffic jams northbound I-25 due to a crash around Alameda. Now, these backups delays begin around Evans. It's a pretty long stretch there, so expect to add about 10 to 15 minutes on that trip. Also a crash northbound Havana at I-70. Also one at 7th and Federal. And if you're in Aurora, north and southbound 225, both a little busy due to an earlier crash on the northbound side at Mississippi. Southbounders hitting jams from Colfax down to about Iliff. Your forecast day should be dry, sunny, with a high around 78 degrees. No rain expected around the metro this evening as well. Our current downtown temperature is 60 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Whether you rent or own your home, shelter insurance has options.
Let's talk trees. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder is having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one tree, get the second one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. That's right. Buy one tree, get one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. At Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Visit creeksideboulder.com for more information. Creekside Tree Nursery. Better trees, better prices. Better get there today before you miss out. Buy one tree, get one free. Certain trees excluded from this sale.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
294-1449 or go to getmotivated.com. I'll be there. I want to see you there, too.
I can't believe your sister is 50. She looks great.
Hey, I'm only 45. Are you trying to tell me something?
Well, no, honey, you look fine, but she looks like she's 35. She doesn't have any wrinkles.
You're not helping.
Maybe those women with smooth, younger-looking skin didn't get good skin genes. Maybe they got a free trial of hydroxytone. Clinically proven hydroxytone has three of the top anti-aging ingredients in one jar. So it's easy to erase the appearance of wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make your frown lines disappear from view. If you want to take years off your appearance faster than you ever thought possible, call now for your risk-free trial of hydroxytone. For a limited time, you can try it before you buy it. Call 1-800-500-1189. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Get your risk-free trial at 1-800-500-1189. That number again is 1-800-500-1189.
.23 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Going up into the high 70s today. Nice forecast for the weekend into the 80s. This is off of the National Post, the newspaper in Canada. Climate change depresses beer drinkers. Martin Mosny of the Czech Hydrometeorological Institute and his team have concluded that climate change is bad for beer. How? The quality of the hops has gone downhill in recent years. New Scientist magazine reports, at least for the delicate Saaz hops used to make Pilsner lager, the climatologist has found increased air temperature is to blame. Beer making is a delicate business. Armed with a data set of weather patterns, crop yield, and hop quality, the research team was able to estimate the impact of climate change on Saaz hops in the Czech Republic between 1954 and 2006. If you ever have drank Czech beer, it is fantastic. The benchmark. Best quality Saaz hops contain about 5% alpha acid, the compound that produces the delicate bitter taste of Pilsners. The study found that the concentration of those acids in Saaz hops has fallen by 0.06% a year since 1954, and models of hop yields and quality under future global warming scenarios predict bigger decreases. So, in political terms, Democratic strategists and political analysts have always been trying to figure out how do you get Joe Sixpack interested in issues that are billed as tree hugger issues, environmentalist issues, like climate change. Well, here's a direct correlation, folks.
I'm a hop hugger, dude.
Exactly.
Me
too.
I love hops. I love it hopping. I love my IPAs. So,
if you ever needed a way to connect Joe Sixpack, if you will, and the beer drinking crowd to environmentalism, here you go. Climate change is ruining our beer. This is the way to get the Homer Simpsons of the world into the environmental movement. So it's a pretty amazing story. Okay, now let's turn to some local news. Let's do a Colorado news update. A lot of news.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
All right, we've been talking earlier about State Senator Josh Penry attacking Governor Bill Ritter for his early release program for criminal justice reform. Penry also making news. Colorado Polls reports that he doesn't like the fracking poll that we talked about yesterday. Remember, a new poll out found that 67% of respondents in the West Slope
support legislation to better regulate hydraulic fracking. That's the drilling process for natural gas. The Environmental Protection Agency has a couple of new studies out showing that that fracking may be hurting or impacting water supplies, contaminating water supplies. And now you go to Colorado polls, you find out that Penry and his cohorts are basically downplaying that study. And we're going to check in at 9:30 with the editor and writer of Colorado Polls, Jason Bain. He'll fill us in more on that story, but not surprising. Denver Post reports Gail Norton faces investigation over oil shale leasing at the Interior Department. The Justice Department is investigating whether former Interior Secretary Gail Norton, initially made famous here in Colorado, illegally used her position as the Secretary of the Interior to benefit Royal Dutch Shell, the company that later hired her, according to officials in federal law enforcement and the Interior Department. The investigation centers on the Interior Department's 2006 decision to award a Shell subsidiary three lucrative oil shale leases on federal land here in Colorado over the years it would take to extract the oil, according to calculations from Shell and Iran Corporation executive. The deal could net the company hundreds of billions, billions with a B, hundreds of billions of dollars. So Gail Norton, under investigation. Denver Post also reports Federal Bureau of Land Management failed to follow the law and its own guidelines in issuing some of the 6,525 exclusions that enabled oil and gas drilling in the West without environmental impact studies. And that's according to a government audit just out today. The decisions helped contribute to growing air quality problems in Wyoming, Utah, and New Mexico. About 10% of the exclusions also came in Colorado, where federal land accounts for 15% of drilling. Here's an update on Mayor Howdy Doody. Mayor Howdy Doody, John Hickenlooper. We've been following this story. There it is, Mayor Howdy Doody. John Hickenlooper time. It's John Hickenlooper time. Howdy Doody. Lures to keep Frontier here put together. Mayor Howdy Doody and Denver officials are putting together a package of incentives to keep Frontier Airlines jobs in Denver, so says those officials. Remember, we've been tracking this story. Republic Airways, I love this music, Republic Airways told Howdy Doody that they wanted tax breaks to stay here. And Howdy Doody is moving forward a plan potentially to hand over those tax breaks. Republic Airways threatening to pull jobs out of here. Now, of course, the implication is that they'll keep the jobs here if Howdy Doody approves the tax breaks. But the problem is that they're already moving jobs out of the city. And people are asking questions about Howdy Doody and whether he is going to get the adequate guarantees if we pass these tax breaks for Frontier to keep those jobs here. Now, in fairness, Mayor Howdy Doody and Denver officials have not passed this program yet, but the story in the Denver Post says that the package, the development of the package of tax breaks for Frontier is moving forward. Now, this comes in juxtaposition to Mayor Howdy Doody releasing a budget with $160 million in cuts to city services.
I want a tax break or I'm moving to Guam.
Seriously, I'm just going to threaten. You know what? I'm going to write a letter to Mayor Howdy Doody and say, I want a tax break or I'm moving out of state. I mean, this is ridiculous. And the juxtaposition of this, right? This comes on the same day that the story is to close a $160 million budget gap. Mayor Howdy Doody plans to slash library hours, privatize four recreation centers, use $40 million in reserves, and freeze salaries and institute furlough days for all city workers. So in one moment, moving forward with a plan to hand out new tax breaks to a company that's threatening to move jobs and is already moving jobs out of the state. On the other side, cuts, massive cuts to city services. We're going to try to get Mayor Howdy Doody on the show to answer questions about that. He regularly goes on Mike Rosen's show And we've invited him on here repeatedly. Haven't yet gotten him, but would like to ask him those questions. Let's go back to some federal news, although it is local news. A Senate health reform plan unveiled Wednesday includes provisions by Colorado-appointed Senator Michael Bennett aimed at lowering hospital readmission rates for Medicare recipients. The bill, the overall bill, is by Senator Max Baucus of Montana. It includes a $500 million pilot program called Community Care Transitions Program, which is based on programs in Colorado. We've talked to some physicians out in Grand Junction and some folks at Denver Health who this pilot program would be modeled on. The programs out in Grand Junction and Denver Health have lowered readmission rates, and so Senator Bennett has managed to get a pilot program into Max Baucus' bill. No word on whether Max Baucus' bill is going to be the final bill, though, so we'll keep a close tab on that. Fort Collins, Colorado reports that now that two asphalt spills in the Poudre River have been cleaned up, Fort Collins Utilities will begin taking water from the river for its municipal water supply again today after a 22 intake closure. The river water is, quote, very clean, city water production manager Lisa Voitko said. The Poudre is in excellent shape, so that's good news. You can read the story there if you're worried about it at the Fort Collins, Coloradan. New poll out. Grand Junction's native Jane Norton enjoys substantial leads over both Democrats in the 2010 election for the U.S. Senate, according to a new Rasmussen report. A telephone survey of Colorado voters found Norton, a former lieutenant governor, leading Bennett, the incumbent, by 45% to 36% in another hypothetical matchup. Norton also leads Democratic challenger Andrew Romanoff, the former House Speaker, who we had on here at 7 a.m. She leads him 42% to 34%. So it's going to be a tough battle for the U.S. Senate here in Colorado. And in our final Colorado news story, final two Colorado news stories, Denver Business Journal reports that Colorado tax revenues are down 11.5%. State tax revenues fell 11.5% between August 2008 and August 2009. The decline is a continuation of a trend the state has seen for roughly a year now. And the final story here, this is from the Boulder Daily Camera, fresh on the heels of several recent proposals to open medical marijuana dispensaries in Broomfield. City councilors there in Broomfield on Tuesday instructed the planning department to deny applications to potential distributors and told the city attorney's office to write briefs supporting the council's decision. So Broomfield City Council moves aggressively against medical marijuana dispensaries. That's your Colorado news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Glad I don't live in Broomfield.
No, it's such reactionary politics, a bunch of reactionaries, as the Big Lebowski might say. All right, after the break, we're going to check in with Jason Bain, the editor of Colorado Polls, that covers all of the political gossip and chatter in Colorado. Also, I'll fill you in on this new study off the wire, the Earth's ocean temperatures rising at record rates. I know that's not necessarily new, but the data is new. Also, the story, I'm not kidding, this sounds so ridiculous, of an Australian cat that wandered 2,400 miles away from its owner and was refound by the owner. Stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still got a few crashes out there. Let's roll through them. The most heavy one, northbound I-25 at Alameda. Delays go back past DU around that corner all the way to Evans. So Evans to Alameda, stop and go for you. Also a little heavy for southbounders, 8th Avenue to Alameda. Got some curiosity slowing in the opposing lanes. Crash at 7th and Federal on the surface streets, and also an accident northbound Havana at I-70. Your forecast today: mostly sunny, mild, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Breezy tonight, though, with an overnight low of 50. Right now, 60 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Mario, and today AM 760 is brought to you by Discovery Outsourcing.
Denver's best condo deal just got a lot better. The Pinnacle at City Park South now has special new pricing and below-market interest rates that start at 2.5%. It's a limited-time offer, so don't miss out. Find out more at denversbestforless.com.
Face it, we all want our vehicles to work, every day, every time. So at Cottman Transmission...
Hey, good news! New comedy tonight on NBC,
Wait. Come to think of it, we're going to need some music here. It's the premiere of The Office, and Jim and Pam have a major baby situation. Okay, let's kick it up with some sound effects. And then it's the premiere of the new comedy Community. It's got Joel McHale and Chevy Chase, but then the Jay Leno Show. And of course, the night starts off with the premieres of SNL Weekend Update Live and Parks and Recreation. It's Thursday, 8, 7 Central, NBC. Hey, good news. New comedy tonight on NBC. Wait. Come to think of it, we're going to need some music here. It's the premiere of The Office, and Jim and Pam have a major baby situation. Okay, let's kick it up with some sound effects. And then it's the premiere of the new comedy Community. It's got Joel McHale and Chevy Chase, but then the Jay Leno Show. And of course, the night starts off with the premieres of SNL Weekend Update Live and Parks and Recreation. It's Thursday, 8, 7 Central, NBC.
The Visa Signature cardholder, you're invited to shop and save with discounts at top retailers, from jewelry to apparel and electronics. For the most current offers, visit Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa.
Save money and the air. Register today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance at aircarecolorado.com. Regular upkeep helps reduce air pollution and saves you money at the pump. Brought to you by Envirotest, AirCare Colorado, Sportique Scooters, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition. Maintenance, the smart thing to do.
Every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates. An innovative new LG appliance more affordable than ever, thanks to 10% off LG appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through September 23rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com are your destination for late model Corvette sales and service in Colorado. Large Corvette showroom, great Corvette service. Buy your next new or used Corvette from people who care. DenverCorvette.com is PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Are you receiving monthly checks from a lawsuit you won? Are you having trouble paying your bills every month because the settlement money you're getting just isn't enough? Well, there is a way you can get the cash you need now, in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. Find out how you can turn your future structured settlement payments into the cash you need now. To get free of your credit card debt, to meet your rising mortgage payments, to pay your medical bills and other expenses. If you're receiving payments from a lawsuit, call Peachtree Settlement Funding. For your free information, call now 1-800-200-2401. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now, so why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. That's 1-800-200-2401. 1-800-200-2401.
Save money and the air. Register today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance at aircarecolorado.com. Regular upkeep helps reduce air pollution and saves you money at the pump. Brought to you by Envirotest, AirCare Colorado, Sportique Scooters, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition. Maintenance, the smart thing to do.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The headline from AP: Australian cat strays 2,400 miles, returns home. Clyde went on mysterious three-year odyssey. Embedded chip aided the recovery. A cat named Clyde was reunited with his owner on Wednesday after a mysterious three-year odyssey in which the long-haired Himalayan strayed 2,400 miles into the Australian outback, and he was eventually recovered through the use of his chip embedded in him. A nurse found Clyde wandering at a hospital in the remote Queensland state town of Cloncurry and cared for him for 4 months before taking him to a local vet, and the original owner was identified. Also, this new study that I promised to tell you about from USA Today: summer temperatures for the globe's ocean surface ranked as the warmest on record, according to a report released yesterday by the National Climate Data Center. So the warmest ever for the Earth's oceans in terms of this summer. More disturbing news. And remember, climate change, not just an issue for environmentalists, climate change, an issue for all you beer drinkers out there. As we pointed out earlier in the show, new studies suggest that climate change is impacting the quality of our beer by ruining our hops. So if you didn't think you cared about climate change, for some reason, and I think everybody should care about climate change for all sorts of reasons, not the least of which is global apocalypse, but if you only care about drinking beer, climate change is also an issue for you. Okay, let's turn now, as promised, to Jason Bain. He's the founder, writer, and editor of Colorado Polls, the leading Colorado political website and blog in the state. Tracks all the news from Colorado. Jason, the poll today, or, well, I guess it was yesterday, of the Democratic and Republican primary, the U.S. Senate race, showing Jane Norton, the lieutenant governor, former lieutenant governor of Colorado, leading both Senator appointed Senator Michael Bennett and former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff in a hypothetical general election matchup. What do you make of the poll? Is it really as bad news for Democrats as it seems?
No, I don't think it is. And the reason I say that is because there was a Rasmussen Reports poll about a week ago that had Ryan Frazier, one of the Republicans running, who's in a completely unknown Aurora City Councilman, leading Michael Bennett in a head-to-head poll, even though Ryan Frazier had like 7% name ID. And what that tells me is that right now people are just mad at incumbents in general. And because the Democrats are the incumbent party, I think, you know, any Republican at this point, really nationwide, is going to be leading. That doesn't mean that Democrats shouldn't be nervous about Jane Norton in general, but I wouldn't worry too much about any poll at this point because, you know, really nobody's happy with incumbents in general, and that's what that reflects more than anything.
Let's talk first about the Democratic primary. What do you see? Where do you see this race focusing on? What issues? Where do you think that it's going? Who do you think has the leg up? We heard from Andrew Romanoff at 7 a.m. and I was surprised. Well, I shouldn't say surprised. I was struck by the fact that at least not yet, and maybe this will change. I mean, the primary election is still you know, almost a year away. I was struck by the fact that he didn't yet want to draw a direct contrast between himself and appointed Senator Michael Bennett. What do you make of that? What do you make of the race in general?
Yeah, isn't that bizarre? You know, I think for a guy who's had my first impression of all this is for a guy who's been thinking about running for the Senate for 6 months or so, you know, he really wasn't ready with a full campaign team, with a full plan, with a full message when he rolled out his campaign yesterday. I mean, he's, you know, a week ago, he was still, and I'm sure he still is today, but I know a week ago, you know, he was still looking around for staff people. And I find that really bizarre for somebody who had been thinking about it for a long time and really wasn't ready with what kind of contrast he's going to draw, what kind of campaign he's going to run, who's going to run it. You know, the knock on Andrew Romanoff has always been that he's a brilliant policy guy, but not so good at politics. And I think you're seeing a little bit of that now. I think, you know, Andrew's a guy who doesn't want, you know, wants to be very careful with the policy positions he takes, which is all well and good, except he's got a tough primary to fight. And so not drawing distinctions early and often means that you're left with two candidates who are about the same. You're just going to go with the incumbent at the end of the day.
Yeah, or it's going to be a money race, or, I can't believe that ultimately he will conclude, and remember, it's still early, but I can't believe ultimately he'll conclude that he can win a straight-out, just a straight-up popularity contest. You know, if that is the way the race goes, it's going to be a contest over money. I mean, my brother, who pays attention to politics but is not a politico, you know, he heard the interview, and he instant messaged me, and he said, you know, the problem is that a lot of Democratic, core-based Democratic voters, they don't really tune in that clearly to primaries unless they're made to tune in because some contrast is particularly, particularly compelling.
Exactly. You know, that's the thing that people really forget when they talk about Andrew Romanoff. He's beloved by the active members of the base. But those only make up a tenth of the voters who are going to vote in a primary. I remember you think back to the Mike Miles, Ken Salazar Senate primary back in 2004. Mike Miles won at the caucus, beat Ken Salazar, and ended up losing 80-20 in the August primary. And the reason is, most of the voters, a good 80%, if not more, of the people who vote in primaries don't really pay that much attention to any of this stuff. Most of those voters aren't going to really know much about Bennett or Romanoff either.
Unless there's a compelling contrasting issue-based reason. I mean, that was the same thing. Look, when I went out to work for Ned Lamont in his primary against Joe Lieberman in Connecticut, you know, that was an even steeper climb in the sense that Joe Lieberman was so well-known, way better known in Connecticut than Michael Bennett is in Colorado. And Lamont faced an uphill challenge, and the only way he was able to win that primary is because the primary wasn't about Ned Lamont. It became about the war, which everybody was an issue that everybody cared about.
Right, and that's something that, you know, again, I'm very surprised that Andrew Romanoff didn't come out of the gate saying, this is how I'm different than Michael Bennett. I think that's a big mistake to not start with that, but he needs to get there soon. He needs to get there soon on issues. I mean, I think just about, you know, the contrast with labor unions who are not, many of whom are not real happy with Michael Bennett, who has not taken a position on the Employee Free Choice Act. If I'm Andrew Romanoff, you know, I would have come out right away with a very clear statement on how my position on the Employee Free Choice Act is different and better for Democrats or for labor than Michael Bennett's position, if it is. And, you know, and make that declaration and make that early.
Well, otherwise, what he said was, and just for folks who are just tuning in, we're talking to Jason Bain of Colorado Polls, www.coloradopolls.com, the leading Colorado political website and blog that tracks all the chatter. And he said to us, you know, he said, look, I'm not going to beat around the bush. I don't support the part of the Employee Free Choice Act that deals with card check, but I support the rest of the bill. And I don't also, and this is, I think, important, he said, I don't support a filibuster against the overall bill, whether it has card check or not. Michael Bennett basically refusing to take any position on a filibuster or on the bill itself. So, I think what we'll probably see is Romanoff making, and if he's going to be successful, making an argument that, look, you may not agree with me on everything, but the problem in Washington is that we have too many people, too many politicians who don't take coherent, strong, honest positions on issues. We have too many politicians taking a bunch of different positions on every single issue. We need a bunch of straight shooters. And so maybe that will be his message. Let's turn quickly to the Republican side of this race. Jane Norton, I feel like a lot of people don't really know who she is. I mean, they know that she was lieutenant governor. There's sort of a vague, fuzzy idea of her in among the electorate. But is she that well known? And what does she really represent? I mean, what do her politics represent?
You know, her politics are kind of a mixed bag. I mean, she's very conservative on a lot of issues, but she also supported Referendum C, you know, which was a big litmus test for, you know, are you a true Republican in Colorado a couple of years ago. You know, I don't know how well Jane Norton, how well known she is, how many people confuse her with former Attorney General Gail Norton. But I think the thing that Jane Norton, there's a couple of reasons that I think Democrats need to be concerned. One is Jane Norton has the ability to raise a good deal of money. Her husband is Tom Norton, who's very well known in Republican political circles. The other thing that I think really can't be discounted, politics is all, or campaigns are all about telling stories. And Jane Norton will be the first woman to run for a major Colorado office in more than 10 years.
Mm.
And that's going to be interesting to the media. That's going to be interesting probably to the national media. And you know, she's an attractive woman with an attractive family who's got a good background as a lieutenant governor. She's going to be able to tell an interesting story. She's going to be able to raise the money to get on TV to do that. And that's what would concern me if I'm a Democrat.
Last question for you in the gubernatorial race. Josh Penry, he issued this press release yesterday. Governor Ritter took some heat in a controversial story from the Denver Post a couple days ago. The story basically said that Ritter's proposal to deal with the budget deficit, which included a proposal to speed up an early release program, would end up early releasing up, you know, perhaps 100 or hundreds of violent criminals. Now, it comes out that that these folks, most of them would be, first of all, would have to go through a parole board hearing, and the parole board could reject the cases that were not appropriate. Secondly, most of these cases, if not all of them, are people who were already up for early release. This is just speeds up the timetable to save money. However, Josh Penry comes out with this press release, and I actually, basically, I'm not patting myself on the back here because it was so obvious. I predicted that the Republicans would try to seize on this and go back to the old Willie Horton frame, you know, oh, he's going to, you know, the law and order frame. And what do you know, off the wire comes this press release from State Senator Josh Penry, who is one of the leading candidates for governor, vying for that nomination to run against Ritter. He says, the governor's plan to release violent prisoners early is ill-conceived and reckless. There's no way to dress this one up. It's ready, fire, aim decision-making from Bill Ritter, and the prison release plan should be pulled off the table immediately. Do you think this kind of scorched earth politics is going to be what Governor Ritter is going to face from either Penry or the other leading candidate, Scott McGinnis, the former Republican congressman?
Absolutely. I think definitely from Penry, and part of that is because Penry doesn't have any answers of his own. I mean, he's starting to look a little silly, in my opinion. There was a story about 2 weeks ago where Penry's been going on and on about how Governor Ritter won't make the tough decisions on budget cuts. And Ritter, one of the cuts that he made then a week or two mm-hmm. ago was to a mental health facility, I believe, in Grand Junction. And then all of a sudden Penry says, oh, no, we can't cut funds to this facility. And then, you know, then Ritter makes a tough decision to make cuts you know, here to in our prisons, and Penry's again saying, oh, we can't make that kind of cut. And the media is kind of giving him a pass. I mean, what needs to happen, and this is where I think Penry's in trouble ultimately when the campaign really heats up next year. Ultimately, at some point, the media is going to turn to him and say, okay, what's your plan?
Mm-hmm.
And Penry's going to just shrug his shoulders. He doesn't have a plan. You know, you can only do this so often and say, you know, he's making bad decisions, he's afraid to make the tough cuts, until finally somebody's going to say, what cuts would you make? And really, I don't know what else he can say. I
mean, yeah.
The budget is so thin at this point that there's not much wiggle room. There's not like there's some genius solution out there that nobody's tried.
It's always easy to attack the budget cuts, but when you get put on the spot to actually say what you would do, especially, as you said, in a climate like this, that's when the problems begin. I think you're absolutely right, and I'm sure Colorado Polls, www.coloradopolls, will be tracking that. Jason Bain, again, is the editor, founder, and a writer at Colorado Polls, www.coloradopolls.com. We talk to him frequently to fill us in on all the political chatter here in Colorado. Thanks for taking the time this morning, Jason.
Absolutely.
9:54 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. After the break, I'll fill you in on just a couple more stories.
This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations in your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
Health officials are concerned about a novel H1N1 flu spreading from person to person.
Gateway Park Fun Center, Boulder's destination for miniature golf, for go-karts, for the driving range, for batting cages, for birthday parties and group outings.
Make a wish, honey.
Swing by Gateway Park Fun Center. Open daily at 10 a.m. at 4800 North 28th Street. Boulder's destination for summer family fun.
Hi, I'm Chris Johnson, Human Resources Manager, and I can tell you, as a leading tech company, we naturally use the web to find talent. My job is to find the brightest tech candidates. Dice.com has the most qualified and talented candidates out there. Because DICE focuses on technology and engineering, I save a lot of time and trouble sifting through thousands of resumes from sites that aren't relevant to our business. Usually, we're looking for experienced software and hardware engineers, DBAs, storage engineers, project managers. We found over half our key hires through DICE.
DICE is the number one online technology job board. For over 17 years, DICE has focused exclusively on tech jobs. Post your open technology positions on DICE to access the best tech talent. Or search through thousands of resumes from qualified engineering and tech professionals from all across the country. Visit DICE.com. DICE.com.
Putting the magic into Urban Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind. Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, raise the volume. Now Campbell's Chunky Soup has 23 soups with all lean meat and a full serving of vegetables. Still filling and delicious, but now better for you. So raise the volume of chunky soup you buy. Campbell's Chunky Soup, better than ever.
So if you didn't hear it, I just want to once again fill you in on this. U.S. states whose residents have more conservative religious beliefs on average tend to have higher rates of teenagers giving birth, says a new study from Drexel University researchers. The relationship could be due to the fact that communities with such religious beliefs may frown upon contraception, say researchers. Again, this is a study from the Drexel University College of Medicine and the University of Pittsburgh. So it's a pretty interesting study that seems to undermine the idea that conservative politics brings about a more traditional society. Tomorrow, we'll talk to Will Bunch of the Philadelphia Daily News about his take on the race issue in politics. Talk to you then.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load?
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Mucho más.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Turn to the left.